If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Que ven en Bing. Me llamo el Dototito que ven en Bing. Quiero decirles que el ojo que tengo bien hecho me da que ver en Bing. Mira, Tijuana, componer lo que ven en Bing. Quiero agarrarme todavía una puta ya que ven en Bing en Tijuana para poder. Hola, no hay que ver en Bing.
What the hell?
That's a very interesting question. I don't know.
Oh, say does that banner rock it red flare for the land of the free. And the home of the brave.
Play ball.
This is horrible. I want to go out and puke right now.
Good morning.
There's no turning back. No matter how much we wish we could.
And now.
All right, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Lights, music.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5:31, and it's Wednesday, the 10th of September.
Yeah!
Oh.
Anna?
Was that Bean yawning?
Done. Yeah, no, yeah, it's sort of yawning.
Mouth queef, as they call it.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's not really yawning, but it sort of is.
That's great.
It's, maybe it's like the sound at the end of the yawn, one of those deals.
Yeah, that's kind of what it sounds like.
A lot of strange sounds coming out of that boy. Yeah, that's...
Can we put a sneeze in there somewhere?
Well, that's not sexy. This says sex.
I guess you're right.
Because it's sex-tember.
And then Anna, that's really sexy. So let's just stay with that theme.
Yeah, good point.
It doesn't necessarily have to be sexy. It's just any type of, like, guttural sound or something that just comes out of nowhere necessarily. You know, it doesn't have to be just words. It's stuff that is just thrown out.
That you can't help, almost.
Yeah. And, you know, for instance, I don't know.
Yeah, that like that would happen. It doesn't have to be a sex related to sex, though.
No.
It is sex-tember.
I mean, yeah, but what if lightning...
Well, she was sexy right up till she died.
No.
Well, she had moments.
Anna?
Sometimes. She got thin. Remember, she got thin.
Yeah.
She was kind of sexy.
But she had the clown makeup.
Before she got fat, she was not only sexy,
oh, I know.
She was one of the sexiest.
I know, so. But that was 10 years before, you know, she married Oldie Oldster.
True.
When she was like 12 and he was 130.
God,
I mean, you know.
So bizarre.
That was clearly just to play for money.
Yeah.
All right, so we're all going to die. That's what we found out.
That particle accelerator thingy, the world's largest, they turned that on last night
those
or
bastards,
early this morning.
Where is it, France?
I think France.
They turned on the particle accelerator, the atom smasher. The one that we talked to a scientist one time who said, yeah, some people think that it's going to create a black hole that could swallow the Earth. And not everyone agrees. And we were like, how about if they hold off on that thing just for a day or two until everybody can agree?
Why don't they study that? Now they say they're hoping for a black hole. Ooh, that would be so cool.
What? Doesn't a black hole grow by its very nature?
They said it would.
Could there be a black hole working its way toward us right now?
I believe so.
So this could be our final day on Earth.
It could be.
If even a day. Wow.
Could be. Depends on how fast they grow, I guess. We need the hole got to be black.
I don't know. It's a scientific thing.
What are you going to do on your last day? They got that whole question.
That thing that they built was, if I'm not mistaken, 25 miles long.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Which is absurd. And they have no control over it, and that's good. And they just turned it on, and that's good.
Never would have happened here, man.
No. You know why? Because we don't want to kill everyone on the planet.
Yeah.
Well, we do, but just systematically, slowly. Not with a black hole.
I'm scared, I gotta tell you.
I don't understand black holes much, but I do know that it swallows up matter, and it's and it's bad.
Never to be seen again.
I know that, so.
It's not like it comes out somewhere else that we know of.
Right, it swallows it up and it's gone. So, that's bad. So, part of France could already be gone, that's what we're saying.
Well, that wouldn't be so bad.
All right, that's a good point. Kevin Amicho, 5:35, let's talk about today's program.
Okay.
Kim Jong-il, who is, of course, the dear leader, as they call him in North Korea, as they're forced to call him in North Korea.
Yes.
The Hermit Kingdom, is that what they call him? The Hermit King? What do they call him? I don't know.
I don't know.
He crazy. He really is crazy.
Oh, he is certifiable.
And because it's such a closed society, he rules, you know, just at his
absolutely.
At a whim.
Yeah.
So people can't really get in and know what's going on. But apparently he may have had a stroke. And he got some crazy kids that are going to take over in that case.
They said he has, I heard reports this morning, he has three kids, none of whom have been actually groomed.
Right.
There's like no method for when he dies to pick the new leader. Now they're saying maybe the military.
Maybe
he's going to pick the new leader.
Yeah. Well,
which doesn't seem good.
Kim Jong-il does have one boy who he says is too girly, which I think is a nice touch.
He said that to the media?
Yes.
Wow.
He's a little girly.
So it's not going to be him.
So I'm guessing he's not going to get the call.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I really don't. But we'll have to get into that today and find out what's going on. Also, okay. Ramadan is going on.
Yeah, a whole month, right?
I guess, yeah. I don't know a lot about Ramadan.
I don't either.
I know that it's a Muslim thing, and I know that it's a month long.
Yeah.
And I believe there's some fasting involved.
Yeah, that sucks. A month of fasting.
A month of fasting, but only during the day.
During the day, during sunlight hours.
Miss Cleo, who works with us here, is, well, crazy. But she is celebrating Ramadan, or whatever you do. Observing?
Observing, I think, is a better way to say it.
I don't know. We have many questions, so we're going to bring her in and find out what's going on.
I would like to point out that you are not helping.
What?
That poor thing has to fast every day while
right.
we bring in food and stuff. And
right.
we had this beautiful, huge cake here
mm-hmm.
yesterday.
Yeah.
Did you not shove a piece into her face?
Well,
oh.
To be funny, yeah. But just because I knew she couldn't eat it.
That's so mean.
But she shoved it back in my face.
Well, so. She's a spunky gal.
She is. There's too many. Anyway, we'll find out today what's going on with that.
All right.
Also on the program today, porn ruined your computer. Happened here.
Dave.
Happened yesterday, day before. Dave, stupid Dave, can't trust him with a computer.
Yeah.
King of Mexico. There was a, there was a porn that we were trying to get involving Mini-Me.
Climbing the mountain. Yeah.
And a pop-up or two showed up, and Dave may have clicked on yes a couple of times.
Not that anyone told him to.
No,
in fact,
who would tell him
I
to?
I think you were in the corner going, don't do it, Dave.
That's
don't do
exactly.
it, Dave.
Exactly. Do
it'll
not
wreck
click
your computer.
On pop-ups.
Don't do it.
You'll get a virus.
Yep.
Dave's like, I don't care. I'm going to do it. That's how I roll.
I need midget porn. I need it to live.
So apparently it has, it's grown, the viruses.
It's like a black hole in
it's
his
like
computer.
It's like a black hole in his computer, yeah. Exactly. I'm not exactly sure why.
Why the hole got to be black?
Also on today's program, Rob Dyrdek. I'm not sure how he got in this movie, but this is the... Al Pacino, Robert De Niro movie that opens Friday, Righteous Kill.
Righteous Kill. Wow.
And he's in it, which
that's
is
impressive.
Pretty cool.
No kidding.
Because you don't normally see those two guys in a movie. There's only been one other time. It was called Heat.
Mm-hmm.
What, mid-90s, I think?
Yeah.
And they were only in one scene
yeah.
together, but now it looks like they're both, you know.
But this is a serious movie.
Through the whole thing,
and
I know.
For Rob to be it doesn't make any sense.
Well, he's not the most serious person.
You think?
With his little mini horse and all of his stuff. But his gun, his net gun.
Yeah.
All that stuff. we're going to tell you about our intern program here at K-Rock, which is not grooming the leaders of tomorrow.
No, but it does give us good content.
Yeah. We like to laugh at them. So.
We spent like 30 minutes yesterday in the office trying to recall all of our crazy-ass interns.
Yeah,
some
and then
great stories.
10 minutes mocking the intern that was going.
Jasmine.
It was her last day.
Yeah.
And so we sent her off right by mocking her endlessly.
She didn't think she had anything to be mocked about, but
you guys,
we corrected her.
You guys don't have anything to make fun of me about. What about the time we asked you for local sports bars where people could go watch their team here in Southern California? And she assembled a list. For San Diego, she assembled a list of bars in San Diego, in Seattle, in Chicago, in Cleveland.
It's just not really helpful at all.
How do we need a list of bars in Cleveland? There's no one. We want bars in Southern California.
Yeah.
She said, oh.
And
that
on,
is
Mike.
How we want to start.
Wow.
It's the first time I've ever done that.
Psycho Mike just cursed and
is
then
a bad word?
And then hit the dump button himself on himself.
I've never done that before.
Kind of fun, isn't it?
Thanks, guys.
It's kind of fun, right?
Well, that really angered me.
Yeah, I really did.
Don't ever talk about that again.
It was
punch you.
That was the right. That was the right reaction, by the way. That's what should have happened.
Well, he has another show.
He's
too.
Got a new show called Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, that.
And it's going to spawn a good call-in topic because I watched it last night, and the first episode is about they work in a hotel, and somebody leaves the hotel and then writes into a magazine about having crazy wild sex with somebody who's still at the hotel, another worker, their boss. So we're going to have to do a call-in maybe today, maybe tomorrow on Got Caught at Work.
Nice.
The whole episode is about people at work just stepping behind a door and locking it and going about their business.
Well, you work in a hotel. That's got to be hard.
Yeah. Well, that's you got rooms. Said. I mean, come on.
I know.
Really? Get a room. All right. Let's take this one. It's
let's
open.
Do it.
So that's coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we will continue with K-Rock's 100 Days of Metallica. You can get tickets to see the band. Plus, you qualify to win the band's gear, which I believe, I could be mistaken on this, I believe it's about $50,000 worth of gear.
Are you kidding?
Drum kit, bass, two guitars, and James's mic.
Wow.
So you get James's spit along with James's mic.
That's worth it.
Sure. Tickets for all three shows, which are in December, by the way, go on sale Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So you can find out details at krock.com. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz. Ralph, been a little under the weather this week. Dude, what's going on with you?
You still
I don't know.
Sick?
Something's up.
Straight disrespect in the toilet.
Something is up.
All week. Punishing the toilet.
Got, tapeworm or something. Kind of parasites.
That's not good.
Got some sort of Amazonian stomach disorder. It's not good.
It isn't good.
No.
The Black Death has come to K-Rock.
Yes.
5:49 time for the showbiz beat.
Speaking of Black Death, Pete Wentz.
Oh!
Yeah.
Did an interview with the New York Post and says that he could have easily killed himself while mixing pills and booze.
Well, can he try again?
Apparently he told Playboy magazine that he and a friend once spent the evening drinking and taking Ambien and then decided it would be a good idea to pull the trigger of a gun aimed at themselves.
Oh, good.
How did that not work? What do you have to do?
That's a pretty fail-safe plan.
Don LaFontaine is dead.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz still living after playing Russian roulette. He says that's the reason he's never owned a gun. That experience scared him so much that he's afraid of guns now.
So Russian roulette, you put in a certain number of bullets or one
just
bullet?
One
bullet.
One
you spin bullet. The chamber, usually in a revolver, and then you pull the trigger.
Yeah, that does not seem smart.
But come on!
Yeah, what does it take?
Think how much better off we all could have. Sad but true. One of you is going to be very lucky this Christmas.
Really?
Just saw something on eBay. Then I think, I don't know, it's going to get pricey, but I think it's going to be worth it, especially for Kevin.
Yeah?
Because, you know, Kevin loves the underwear.
Yes, he does.
eBay.com has just listed Michael Jackson's undies.
Oh, no.
The New York Post reports that the size 28 Calvin Klein tighty whities were obtained by a businessman named Henry Vaccaro.
How?
They were the key evidence in the 2003 molestation case.
Oh, no.
They come prepackaged in a evidence bag sealed with police tape, if you'd like.
You can buy evidence?
Yeah, how does that work?
Well, apparently the underwear went back to Michael. But Henry Vaccaro obtained the undergarment in the bankruptcy case.
Oh, I see.
I hear.
In the singer's bankruptcy case.
Right.
So he will auction them off starting this morning with some other fun Michael Jackson goodies like a handwritten note detailing Michael's reason for wanting an annulment from Lisa Marie Presley.
Oh,
wow.
I want that.
And a partially used tube of skin bleaching cream.
No kidding.
Can all be yours thanks to eBay. So.
God.
Get on this morning and start bidding if I were you, because I'm gonna bid. I'm gonna get in Michael Jackson's underwear. I'm gonna make him wear it.
Wow, that's quite an item.
Jessica Simpson, she's the best. Just
Boops.
Keep pouring it on, Jess. Do me a favor this football season. Just keep pouring it on.
Giant size cans.
I told you already. She was in Canada near the Niagara Falls, and she went into Tony Roma's rib place.
Yes.
And asked if it was named after her boyfriend.
Tony Roma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose name is Tony Romo?
Yeah.
Close.
According to Star Magazine, Jess is now calling Tony in front of all of her friends her BFD, future baby daddy.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, rise, Darth Vader. Rise.
She's going to destroy him, isn't she?
Yep.
And with him, the Dallas Cowboys.
Go the Cowboys. Hope she can do it in time for Monday's game.
Great knockers.
Michael Caine may have spilled the beans when it comes to casting the next Batman sequel. MTV.com reports that Michael was talking about the upcoming film, which he'll be performing in as Alfred the Butler once again. Said that producers figured out how to top the late Heath Ledger's performance by adding Johnny Depp as the Riddler and Philip Seymour Hoffman as the Penguin.
Oh. Wow, you can't go wrong with those
two. You cannot go wrong with those
two. Two of the best actors in the world.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that could be pretty exciting.
We just have to wait for 2 years?
That's all.
All right.
Start the countdown calendar.
It's not bad.
Speaking of movies, a New York judge yesterday tossed out three lawsuits brought by a driving instructor and two etiquette teachers from the movie Borat.
Good.
Claim that Sacha Baron Cohen and the producers of the movie deceived them. Remember, they didn't like how they looked on the film after it all.
Because they were doofuses.
Remember, that driving instructor was the best.
I got the clip right here. Yeah.
Can we follow her and maybe make a sexy time with her?
No.
Why not?
Because a woman has a right to choose who she has sex with.
What?
How about that? That's good, huh?
He's not good for me.
No, it's not good for me.
That movie was so great.
He didn't look bad in
that. No, he looked great in that.
He did.
And the two etiquette teachers who were trying to teach him manners.
They
sued, claiming fraud and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, the judge in the case produced signed agreements.
Awesome.
And said the documents and the money that all of them had accepted removed any liability from the producers that they may have had. So, looks like Borat's in the free and clear.
My preference, dog style. Yes.
Yes.
I like.
The MTV Video Music Awards may have sucked.
Yeah.
But it turns out MTV viewers just don't care.
They got high ratings?
It had 15% more people watching the broadcast than last year's.
Really?
Wow.
And 41% more than watching the 2006 edition.
No kidding.
It was the highest rated telecast on all of cable in the 12 to 34 demo this year.
That's so bizarre.
Wow.
People just didn't care that it was bad. They're watching.
I guess the thing about that is that there's so many celebrities there, and there's something coming up every minute. So even if stuff sucks, you go, well,
maybe, I saw that guy. Hey, maybe look at that dude.
Maybe something will happen in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Here's this guy. Hey, look at that guy.
It didn't, but maybe that's what they were thinking.
Ashton Kutcher's tired of sitting around the house, apparently, with aging Demi Moore. So he's taken on a day job as a high school football coach.
Really?
What?
He is an assistant coach at Harvard Westlake, the Harvard Westlake High School.
Really?
Out there in the North Valley.
Coach in high school football.
Yes.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
He couldn't, like, do a movie?
Huh.
You would think. That's sort of what he's been trained for. I don't know how much experience Mr. Kutcher has in the world of football. Perhaps he played in high school himself. But apparently, attendance to the practices has improved.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Apparently, a lot of young ladies are flocking to watch the boys practice, as well as the assistant coach. Odd, isn't it?
It's very
odd. He's lining up future action?
I'm trying to think if perhaps that's the same school where Will Smith's kids now play in. And there's like an all-star lineup now, one of these schools out there in the valley near Malibu.
I don't think it's Harvard Westlake.
No, I think it's a private school that they opened up out there. Can't think of the name of it, but I just saw a thing on the news about it. Apparently, like, Gretzky's kid is playing. He's a starter, and Will Smith's kid is a starter. And
wow.
Joe Montana's kid, apparently also a starter on the football team.
Christian Oaks.
Can you imagine being Joe Montana's kid and playing football?
No.
I would not do that. I would get into anything. I'd pick up a trumpet. I'd join the math team, anything else. You're not going to be dad.
No.
In that particular arena. Angelina Jolie apparently isn't taking care of herself. Star Magazine says the new mom of twins Vivian and Knox has twice torn her C-section stitches.
Oh. Ouch.
Yes.
While playing with older kids, Zahara and Shiloh.
Wow.
She just won't take it easy. Won't heal up.
Yeah. She's Superwoman. She can do everything.
She can. She was out there looking for landmines on her hands and knees, playing with the kids while saving a baby.
Listen, man.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
How are you, Ralph?
How are you?
Speaking of tearing the flesh around your reproductive organs.
Oh,
no,
Gene Simmons.
For that, we don't need that.
Oh, Gene Simmons. Orlando Bloom apparently has no problem mixing business with pleasure. You know, he's got a new girlfriend, supermodel, Victoria's Secret beauty, Amanda Kerr. Kerr?
I think it's Kerr.
Kerr?
Yeah.
Miranda, isn't it?
Amanda? Miranda?
I think it's Miranda Kerr.
Yeah, this story may be bogus. Anyway, he wants to work with her in a movie, so he is encouraging her to take acting lessons so they can work together on a film, which is an excellent idea.
That'll
for everyone.
Well.
Although I have no problem with seeing her more.
No, that
and on a big screen,
good.
I bet you'll look fine.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, look, I could be wrong. A lot of models started out as models and became amazing actresses.
How many of them?
Several.
There's a few.
Jessica Lange, for one. She was a model before she was
I didn't know that.
She turned out to be an Oscar winner.
Who's Gatsby?
Charlize was a model before she was an actress.
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford.
Oh, wait.
Kathy Ireland. Oh, wait, no. Who's Gaptooth?
Yeah, Lil Hutton? Is
that Lauren Hutton, yeah. Also became a pretty good actress. Hmm. So maybe, I'm just guessing, maybe.
I think we should give all of the Victoria's Secret models
movies.
Jobs. Yeah, just to test them out.
They should just make a Victoria's Secret movie.
Awesome. There you go.
In 3D.
Yes.
IMAX.
I like it.
Vagovision.
I don't think we need
that. New special effect. Kylie Minogue is fed up with being single. She did an interview recently where she said that she can't get a man.
She better not say, guys, don't approach her, blah, blah, blah.
They're intimidated. They don't approach her. She can't get a man, Kevin.
Let's call her.
So she's considering switching sides.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That seems extreme.
Okay, now.
Where's Miranda Kerr when you need her? There's a movie I want to see in Vagovision. Talk to you in Vagovision. Today's celebrity birthdays, Mikey Way, the bassist for My Chemical Romance, is 28 years old today. Ryan Phillippe, my fellow Philadelphia boy and Eagles fan, as well as being a talented actor in his own right. He is 34 years old. Guy Ritchie, movie director, is 40. Did you know Guy Ritchie is 10 years younger than Madonna?
No.
I didn't
know there was that big of an age difference.
No.
He's just 40.
Just get to her some more.
She's
for him.
50.
Yeah.
And she is a saddlebag.
Yeah. She used to look good when he met her.
Now she's a belt.
She is. She's leather.
she's a leather belt. Colin Firth is 48 years old today. Director Chris Columbus is 50. And guitarist Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 58 years old today. And in the next hour, come on back and you can hear Kevin try to say Joe Perry over and over again at the Grammys. It's very, very entertaining.
Don't have that.
I'm Ralph Garman.
We're going to find out about Ramadan coming up in a little bit. We got Rob Dyrdek on the program today talking about the movie Righteous Kill, which looks awesome. Oh, sorry, I don't have Lisa's mic on.
I didn't think I was on.
Porn Ruined Your Computer, Jerry O'Connell in the studio, all that coming up. First, let's talk about Kim Jong-il in North Korea. I do not follow it closely. I know he's crazy. I know that. I know he's the ruler in North Korea, and he is out of his mind. He's a midget. He loves American movies. He thinks he's an American movie star.
Yeah.
And apparently they were having a parade Tuesday marking the 60th anniversary of North Korea's founding.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those big parades where they come out and they get their military out and they show everybody and they have legions of army guys marching, goose-stepping. Yeah.
It's a huge event.
Yeah, they have thousands of North Koreans that are shouting praise to their great leader. They make them do that.
I'm sure if they don't go, they shoot them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He didn't show up there.
That's bizarre.
He wasn't there, really.
I mean, that displays for him.
And the U.S. intelligence report says that he may have suffered a stroke.
No kidding.
And now they're trying to figure out what happened. Is he really sick? He hasn't been seen for months.
I heard that when his father died, it was 36 hours before it was released to the media. So, they're not telling the truth. He could be dead.
He could be dead.
We wouldn't even know it.
We wouldn't know it. Yeah.
Unless they wanted to tell someone.
And he's got, I think, three sons from two different mothers or women. And apparently he doesn't like any of the three of them and has not anointed one of them as the next leader, has not, thought about it,
so
hasn't groomed anyone.
Up in the air.
No one has any idea what's going to happen.
This is kind of scary with North Korea.
And, they tested a nuclear weapon a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So now you're going, okay, what's going on over there? So we thought we would check in and find out.
Nice.
See, because his last name is Ill.
I see. So and he might be ill.
We play that. We very creative. Let's go to North Korea now. Our producer Alex has lined us up. Kim Jong-il, I think.
Really?
Hello, Rondai.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Rondai. This is Kim Jong-il.
How are you today, sir?
Never better.
No.
We were just reading in the news here in the United States that you had a big parade on Tuesday marking the 60th anniversary of North Korea's founding.
Yes, happy 60th anniversary.
And there were a lot of people there ready to pay tribute to you, and you didn't show up.
Yes, I was busy.
Busy?
What were you doing?
I was preparing my New Year's Eve broadcast.
Oh. I'm sorry?
I'm planning a big New Year's Eve show this year.
Really?
Is it some sort of countdown?
Yes.
I didn't know you did that in North Korea.
Wait, first year.
First year, okay.
It's going to be very good.
I got to be honest, you sound a little different.
What do you mean?
Than you used to. Well, we've talked to you many times before.
Yes?
You sounded pretty sharp then.
I sound sharp now.
Not as, sir. Not as sharp.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
That's fine. I never felt better.
You had a stroke, didn't you?
No.
You didn't have a stroke.
No effing way, mother effer.
The U.S. intelligence report is saying stroke.
Nope.
No stroke.
No stroke.
Okay.
So both sides of your face are working just fine.
I feel like singing and dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, sing and dance.
See that girl, watch that scene, sing the dancing queen. See?
Wow, that is good.
That's like, I mean, Mamma Mia.
Now, I know that you have not had any health trouble.
No, I'm right. Happy as horse.
Right, but let's say that perhaps sometime in the future you were to go down.
How dare you?
Who would take over after that? One of your three kids?
Ryan Seacrest.
What?
Ryan Seacrest.
Would take over North Korea?
Oh, I said talking about the New Year's Eve special.
No.
Oh, I'm grooming him to do the countdown from Times Square.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be really good.
He needs another job.
He does. That's true.
I'm sorry. I was confused.
Now, okay. How much of the New Year's Eve special do you think you're going to be able to handle?
Oh, just a countdown. 10.
What would that sound like?
Okay. 7. Oh, 5. Oh, happy day.
But you haven't had a stroke.
No.
Okay.
Strokes are for sissies. Okay. I never had a stroke.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing well.
Well, I'm glad to hear I'm doing well,
and
too.
Good luck with that New Year's Eve show.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I appreciate it.
What just happened?
Oh, crap.
What happened?
I think I had another stroke.
You said you didn't even have the first one.
I lied.
Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, this is bad. This is a bad one.
I don't know that I've ever heard someone have a stroke live.
Every. This is a mess.
Wait a minute.
Why?
What do you mean this is a mess?
I had a stroke. I forgot what bit we were doing.
Okay. Miss Cleo is our phone screener, mm-hmm. and she's Muslim, and we are going to ask her about Ramadan.
Oh, good.
Coming up.
Lots of questions.
In about 5 minutes. Yeah, I don't, you know, it's funny. Once you start talking about something like that, you realize how little you know about the world.
Zero.
And for me, it's less than zero, so.
Yeah.
We'll find out in a second. First, it's time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. It's an answering machine. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic. Don't feel like you have to fill us in on, you know, minute by minute of your life or anything.
All right, keeping you guys updated. Just ordered 2 medium pizzas for delivery. Yeah. Afro!
We had room for that call.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Apparently that's the 15th time that guy called that day.
Really?
So feel free to skip a few things.
Minor details.
Yeah, go ahead and determine whether they're important or not. And then call.
You're the horribly moody one.
You're a dick.
You're the smells like you haven't had a shower one.
You're an asshole. I'm taking half of everything you own.
You're the money-grubbing whore my friends told me about one. Robbins Brothers.
All right, thanks for that call.
All right.
I don't know that we need a parody of this song, but if we were to have one, this is a pretty good one.
A little bit of Anna in my life. A little bit of Pam Anderson by my side. A little bit of Lika is all I need. A little bit of Santa Monica is all I see.
Come on.
Not bad.
That's some good work.
Yeah.
And as high as that guy was, not bad. Not a bad delivery either.
Hey, guys, I've been listening to you since 1992, and I still cannot tell the difference between Kevin and or the Bean. So I think you guys have had your run. Go ahead and retire with some dignity before you get kicked out. And I think it's time for Ralph and Lisa to take over the show.
Well, you can at least tell us apart.
Dignity. Come on.
Good
did
point.
We have dignity? He's
Good
been
point.
Listening since 92. What did he
you
think
never
we
had it?
Accomplished
never
that? New fall season coming up for TV shows. Very excited about that.
Yes.
A lot of returning shows that maybe were your favorite. A lot of new shows. I don't know if you watched Fringe.
I watched about half. It's great.
Really good.
Yeah.
Very excited about that one.
Hey, gang. I was just looking through my DVR last night, cleaning out all the stuff I don't want so I can record all the shows I do want this upcoming fall. And I came across two shows. One of them was called Brothers and Sisters, and the other was called Carpoolers. And I thought to myself, well, that's weird. How did my DVR get into Lisa's pretend world?
That's a good question.
Those are real shows.
Lisa can control your DVR is the answer.
Not Carpoolers anymore.
No, yeah, it's not. Oh, no, no, that's true.
Zoom.
I got a text-to-landline message, and this is a pretty good impression, I think.
Has sent a text-to-landline message to you at no charge to you. Wada, 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 why? Are Rice Krispies so good?
Is that for Bean?
Yes. Why are Rice Krispies so good? But the computer voice doesn't exactly, phrase it.
Sorry,
it doesn't really
interpret the inflection
no.
that you need.
It's funny because I've spent a lot of time typing that stuff in for computer voices.
Yeah.
Usually send them to Mike. And you have to spell everything completely differently and put in periods and commas and stuff to get it to sound like normal conversation.
Oh, to get it to read it the way you want.
Yes. So that text to landline message, you need to work on that a little bit more.
All right.
But thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Let's talk about Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Runaway smash hit.
Clearly.
Of the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, KB. I was just watching Transformers, and you know, at the end, when they show the credits, they show Megan Fox's name. That was cool.
Oh, my God.
That's a good call. I forgot about
wow.
that. It did. When the names are scrolling.
Uh-huh. They showed hers?
Yep.
Wow.
Said Megan Fox.
Amazing.
Yeah, really cool. Beer Mug has started calling the Afro Line on a daily basis now. And as you know, they were on the show Hole in the Wall, Beer Mug, King of Mexico, and Omar.
Mm-hmm.
They were the beer bellies on this show Hole in the Wall, which was on this past Sunday night, 8 o'clock Fox. And they got beat by a team called the Six Packs.
Hey, guys, it's Mug, and yeah, I found out some interesting news today. I guess one of the members of our opposing team on Hole in the Wall is a gay porn star. That's right, one of the guys on the Six Packs. Yep. Does that make us more gay since we lost to him?
No. That does not make you more gay. It doesn't make you gay at all because you lost to him.
But it does make you a loser.
Well, he's a loser anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who he loses to.
All right, good boy.
This is what makes you gay. When a little hole in the wall starts coming at you and three of you have to fit into it, and to do that you have to pretty much join bodies?
Yeah.
Wow, I was hoping I would never have to witness something like that, but it's happened. Look at that. That wall was pulling John into the water, but he held on to his boys for dear life.
That's an awesome angle.
That's what we call beer belly power. Yeah.
All three of you fill the same hole. Congratulations.
That, my friend, is the definition of gay. 323-520-AFR. That would be Danzig on the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ at 634. Kevin and Bean Show. Half hour from now, by the way, Rob Dyrdek on the program.
All right.
Rob Dyrdek.
I don't recognize that name. I don't know who you're talking about.
It's the dude from Robin Big. What's wrong with
Rob
you?
Rob Dyrdek.
No, that's not his name. I don't know why you would say that. Mm. It's ridiculous, Ralph. You should know the guy's name.
Yeah.
We have Miss Cleo in here. Good morning, Miss Cleo.
Good morning.
Miss Cleo is our new phone screener. Well, relatively new.
It's been a while.
Yeah. But she is fasting.
I am.
Last week and this week and next week.
It's always during when the sun's up, right? And then
yes.
when the sun goes down,
yeah.
you can eat.
Exactly. It's from sunrise to sunset every day for a month.
Now, I'm sorry for being dumb, but if you're just fasting during the day and you can eat at night.
Not much of a fast,
not much
really.
Of a fast. I mean, isn't the hard part about fasting not eating?
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not eating from sunrise. I mean, it's not so much to be hard. It's really the month is more.
That's what she said.
The month is more about self-discipline and reflection. So it's kind of just to remind you that you are a lot more fortunate than a lot of other people out there in the world. So it's just.
Oh.
I mean, it's not, there's no...
It's not to punish you.
No.
Or to punish yourself.
No. Not at all.
For those who don't know, we're talking about Ramadan.
Ramadan. Right now is the month of Ramadan for in the Islamic religion. So Muslims all around the world are fasting.
Are not eating
from sunrise to sunset.
Must do just wonders for the restaurant business.
Now, is there anything that's allowable, or is just nothing?
It's nothing. No food, no water.
No water?
No water.
See, that's bogus.
I'm sorry.
That is punishment.
Wait, no water?
No. Nothing goes in your mouth.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Just go to Guantanamo Bay, then. Just hang out there.
Wow. Because it seems like a lot of the Islamic world is in a hot part of the earth, where it would be very warm during the day.
You know, it's funny, because in a lot of the Muslim nations, their calendar, their day kind of switches during this month. What they tend to do is businesses will work shorter hours.
Oh.
They wake up later.
They sleep during the hot summer hours.
They sleep during most of the day.
I
and
gotcha.
Then they get up. You know, it's a shortened day, and then the majority of their day is at nighttime.
That's
so,
party hardy, Marty.
So it's a lot easier over there, apparently.
Put on your best burka, baby. We're going out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've lived here all my life, so I kind of...
I think we have some music. Oh, there we go. All right. Good.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Oh, let's spark up the hookah.
Much better. Now, how did they come down on the hookah? That's a good question, Rob.
They light it up as soon as the sun sets.
You can't smoke during the day either?
Can't smoke either.
Oh,
so
come
on. So for anyone who's a smoker, it's particularly tough.
Oh, please. You're telling me those Saudi guys aren't just chain smoking their filterless camels?
They stop.
No pun intended.
They stop all day long.
They stop smoking?
It's the hardest thing for smokers.
I imagine.
Anyone who's addicted to caffeine as well. So like for
my
parents.
Heroin. Can't do heroin.
Can't do that either. Why couldn't you do that? It's not in your mouth.
Neither smoking.
Well, I mean, okay,
yes, it is.
It's inhaling, but it's not eating or
again,
drinking.
But
it's not fasting.
The idea behind the month is just to reflect. So you're really supposed to be the best version of yourself during this month.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Aren't you reflecting most on, I really am hungry?
So hungry.
And so thirsty.
Boy,
right
could
now.
I use a cigarette? I mean, isn't that what you end up concentrating on? Wow, I could use a smoke.
No, okay, well, for me, no, because I don't smoke and I don't drink. I would imagine, yes, for people who are addicted to it, it becomes a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what she said.
That's the idea behind it, is to kind of, like I said, to be the better version of yourself. So, during the month, you're supposed to refrain from, like, cursing. You're supposed to donate to the poor, which my family does every year.
Right.
It's just being, you know... self-discipline and reflection
okay.
is basically what it comes down
here's
to.
Here's what I like, though, and here's the part that I may not understand. You do that for 12 hours or however long it is, and then you can smoke like a chimney.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I mean,
so then you don't have to be the best you.
I mean,
well, why aren't you reflecting at night, too, about all this good stuff? How can we only reflect during the daytime while most of you are sleeping, by the way?
At some point,
totally
your body's going to need food.
Right, but...
It's a bad holiday.
But I'm talking about, like...
That's why I'm not a Muslim.
It's not a holiday, I don't think.
It's not a holiday.
Obviously, it's not a good time at all.
It's a holy month.
No Thanksgiving.
So
no 4th of July, that's all I'm saying.
You're supposed to be the best person you can be and not smoke and not drink and all that kind of stuff.
Correct.
And then as soon as the sun goes down, then you have permission to be the worst you can be again.
Well, no. You're still supposed to be...
So they don't smoke at night?
They smoke,
and they don't
but...
eat, and they don't drink, and they don't curse?
Okay, look. Obviously.
Trying to understand.
You look.
But,
just trying to
no,
understand.
I mean, yes, it's basically to give you an idea, train yourself to just try... It's to make you... gracious for what you have, basically. But in the end of the day, your body still needs to eat. You still need to drink. If you're addicted to cigarettes, you're still going to need to smoke. It's something that your body needs. It's not supposed to be a punishment. I mean, obviously, if it was a punishment, they'd say don't eat, smoke, or drink for the entire
right.
30 days.
But it does give you an opportunity to go, wow, I went 12 hours without swearing. I could
exactly.
probably not do that.
Exactly.
Or maybe if you wanted to quit smoking, it would give you sort of a leg up on those kinds of things.
But
maybe it would help you eventually to be a better person.
How about bombing? Do you have to stop bombing during the day?
Yeah.
Or can you just bomb at night?
Jeez.
When can you bomb?
Honestly, they tend not to
bomb.
Do anything during the month. So and
there's less
bombing. I remember when we were talking about going into Iraq. No, it was Afghanistan. I can't remember, but they were talking about do you attack during the month of Ramadan because.
And
yeah.
they Muslims will tend not to attack during the month. Obviously, if they're being bombed.
Sure, of course. You have to
you're
defend yourself.
You're going to defend yourself.
Right.
But they tend not to engage in war.
Because they're exhausted.
So suicide bombing drops
asleep,
right off in September?
Yeah, it kind of stops.
It's really
and then...
a slow month for suicide bombers. It really is.
They cut things back.
Oh.
They kind of cut back.
Do it at night.
Just dynamite sales just plummet. It's really hard to make a living as a dynamite salesman this month.
What about showering?
Oh.
What are the rules on that?
Yes,
that's
you can
year
shower.
Round.
Oh.
You can shower?
Yes.
Do you have to shower more than once?
What? Dubai, what?
I don't get it.
I'm just asking questions. I don't know.
Yes, you can shower. All right. Whenever you want.
How about buying cell phones? Can you buy cell phones during the day?
Yes, I'm pretty sure you can do that.
What about sex?
What about sex?
You don't have sex. They don't have sex, period.
That's a great question.
To be honest with you, I don't know the answer to that.
You don't know?
I don't want to speak. I don't know. I've never really talked to my mom about that.
Well, let's call her. What's her number?
Yeah, mom,
I really want to bang during Ramadan. Is that okay? Can I bang at night?
Now, if you're not married, you're not supposed to have sex.
Right.
At all, right?
At all.
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to drink at all either in the Muslim
no.
religion, right?
Yeah,
alcohol
they don't.
Is...
Yeah, they don't drink in the religion
at
all.
Taboo.
Where are you from?
Well, I was born here, but my parents are from Egypt.
Egypt.
We're originally from Egypt.
So you're Muslim light, kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't drink?
She's a Mara Muslim.
You don't drink? You don't smoke?
Wait, what do you do? I don't smoke.
Oh, thank you.
Come on.
Sex?
How about that?
Asked and answered. Right.
Wow. She said next question. Wow.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
All righty.
You
can smoke.
So you're not really a
Muslim. It just has to be.
It's like Catholics. How many Catholics don't have premarital sex?
I know.
That's why I don't do Lent. Because I'm, I'm in or I'm out. Either I'm following, I'll follow the rules or I'm not following the rules. And I'm not a rule follower. And neither you. So eat something. Let's just go have a snack.
It's honestly the only thing that I don't consider myself very religious.
Right.
But, I mean, I grew up in a Muslim home. Both my parents, my entire family is Muslim. So, yeah, I'm not a very
But
like,
they
hardcore,
never,
but
sex never came up in your training and your... Going to the mosque?
I've never asked my mom, like, hey, can I have sex during
Ramadan? We need to call her.
No.
Can we call her tomorrow?
Okay, to be honest,
can we call her tomorrow?
No.
Can we call your dad tomorrow?
My mom would not be thrilled about that.
How about
that?
Your dad?
He's in Dubai, if you want to talk to him.
Can we call him tomorrow?
It's 4 a.m. over there. I don't want to wake him up.
We'll call him at 9.
Man,
he's not. You're going to wake him up. He's up eating. It's 4 a.m. He's having lunch.
He might still be.
Or whatever the hell it is you people do when you're not starving yourselves during the day.
He just got up is what happened
Thought would be that you probably can't engage in sex during the day, but I don't know. I can't speak.
Let's talk to Abdullah from Van Nuys. Good morning, Abdullah.
He might know.
Hey, good morning.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good.
Abdullah, what's up with Ramadan?
Well, Ramadan, you're supposed
Excellent. That's a little too much information, but... So
but
you can't
at
have...
At night, you're just a privy fountain.
But at night, yeah. At night you can.
Yeah, so it's really hard for couples and people who just got married and whatnot.
How about that?
That's what my thought would be, but
I see what you're saying. So by suppressing your worldly desires, you take away from the physical and you spend more time focusing on the spiritual.
Exactly.
Okay.
I got you.
Wouldn't it be like a super tense... month with people not smoking that need that nicotine
people that
and people not having sex
cranky,
people that are
hungry.
Yeah, be cranky
that,
as hell.
You find the opposite though. Like yes, okay. So the physical, you get
Thank
headaches
you,
and you know that
Good
side
times.
Comes with it. But I don't know. You find it's more centered around family.
Right.
At least in my house, I can only speak.
But aren't you barking at each other if everyone's kind of cranky? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, a little bit. Towards the end of the day,
yeah,
everyone's just like, all right, I know it's Ramadan, but y'all need to calm down.
Yeah,
we'll eat in 10 minutes. But I mean. It's
and does
all
it have to be
of,
completely dark, or is there a time in the evening
no, you
when
just,
you can start
you just
eating?
Go by
sundown, right?
Sundown, yeah.
Right, but is it just when sundown starts?
Yes.
If you're starving,
yeah.
So it doesn't have to be completely.
So
dusk.
No, it's not complete dust. Yeah, the sun doesn't have to be.
So the sun disappears beyond the horizon
when it first starts.
Thank God.
You have like a fork full right next to your mouth, and you go, okay, go.
Lit cigarette.
I'm not gonna lie.
Bottle of Jack.
I sit in front of the clock and
Porn
watch the time.
And a Viagra. Just ready to get it all in at 6:27 at night.
Well, you know, it's interesting.
Just explode into an orgy of physical
sensations.
During the
winter, it's a lot easier because sunset is at like 5. But during the summer,
oh, sure.
Sunset gets
well,
into like 7
happen?
Or 8.
When does it happen? Does it rotate throughout
it
the year?
Because the...
oh, it's not the same month every year?
No, the Islamic month, like the Islamic calendar goes by the lunar, goes by the moon. So it's set back about 10 days every year. So it rotates.
Have you ever found anyone less knowledgeable about this than us? Really?
Yes.
I mean, I've
never
know
anything about
honestly,
it.
We have no idea.
I get, especially during Ramadan, because obviously, like I said, I'm not very religious to begin with. Like, I don't walk around with my hair covered or anything.
Right.
So,
although I think you should.
On the average day, I just look like
less covering
other
on the boob, more covering on the hair. I can
But during Ramadan, I get tons of questions because that's the only time. So, yeah,
wow.
I'm used to it.
Okay, so everybody has as little knowledge as us.
And it's not a holiday, you say?
No, how is it a holiday?
I don't know.
We're asking questions.
No, it's not.
Look, she's already cranky. It's only 6:45.
No. The month of Ramadan is like the month where we fast. Then the end of it, there's a celebration called Eid. That's the holiday.
Eid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a holiday.
Yeah, it's the day after, like, the last day, and it's just a celebration.
And then you smoke double.
Like and you
an orgy.
And
eat double.
Drinking coffee. Everything. Double fisting it.
Hey!
Wow, that is a holiday.
What? Coffee!
What is wrong with you?
Coffee!
Wow, I don't think we can say that. All right, thank you, Ms. Cleo.
For the Muslim community, it's particularly difficult to conduct business, too, because did you hear Lightning's new AIS commercial?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Where he's talking to one of our Muslim listeners?
No.
Yeah. Take a listen.
All right. We're looking for Abdul.
Yes, this is Abdul. Who is this?
Hey, it's Lightning over at K-Rock. Sorry to bother you. I got your email about saving $450 every year using AIS. Is that true?
That is correct. I took AIS insurance for my camel, and now I'm saving lots of money.
And so what happened? You went down to the local AIS, or you went online?
I had to go online. And it's very expensive to insure the camel. And I saved a lot of money from EIS, so thank you very much.
How'd you hear about us?
I was listening to Al Jazeera.
What?
And they have your commercials on there. I don't know why.
So you definitely suggest everyone call AIS, 1-800-777-4247.
Yes. But listen, this is not a good time right now. I'm in the middle of celebrating Ramadan.
Oh, what is Ramadan? I'm not familiar with that. What is it?
A religious holiday for my people where we fast every day.
How long does it last?
It is a month.
A month?
A month.
A month.
That's it, right? A month.
A month.
Just said it, a month.
A month?
Yes, a month.
Not a month.
God damn you, son of a goat, it is a month!
Wow. See, they do get testy, and they're not a little bit.
And now, it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
For those of you who didn't see, Rob Durden is part of Robin Big. And we'll talk more about that and more with Rob Durden. Again, Rob is getting 41. Rob Durden is in the studio. He is half of Robin Big.
That was A Moment with Kevin.
Rob Durden.
His name is Dyrdek.
Sure is.
Was then, is now.
Larger than life.
Yep. Robin Big, show
wall
I watch.
Wall and treetop tall.
Show I watch all the time. Didn't know his name. Knew his name. Called him the wrong name.
At least he was sitting across from you as you kept saying it over and over and over again.
Yeah. At least everybody realized that I was doing that, and then no one corrected me, which I actually find quite funny.
Because we wanted to see how long it would go on. We figured eventually he's going to correct himself or get it right.
Would have gone on until now had you guys.
Yes, you would have.
I kept talking to him, unfortunately. Magical. So we're going to talk to whatever his name is, Rob, coming up next. He's in the new movie Righteous Kill, which
Thank
looks
God
awesome.
I have someone I can talk to about working with Pacino with. Thank God, finally, I have someone I can have that conversation with. You have no idea how lonely it is being the only guy who's worked with Pacino around here.
We didn't see any evidence of that,
You
want
to have that conversation with someone, and you can't talk to you people about it, so Rob and I can finally have a conversation.
I know you said you left to shoot the movie, but there was no proof of that whatsoever.
There was plenty of proof right there on your Netflix queue or at your local Blockbuster.
Not much, really.
You could find two for the money and see me and Al working our asses off together.
Sure. You're probably working harder.
Wow. Let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Nicole Richie rose to fame by showcasing her life on reality television and showing up in the tabloids and showing up at nightclubs. And now she doesn't want any attention anymore. Shut up.
Until she has her next project.
She is currently trying to finish up her 18-month-long course that was part of her punishment for DUI.
Mm-hmm. 18 months.
Yeah, she had an 18-month class she had to take.
Remember she was driving the wrong way on the 134?
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
With a snoot fill.
Yeah.
But she had to take some time off because she had a baby and stuff. So she's trying to finish all the requirements for her DUI conviction. And she says she's fed up that photographers wait for her every time she has to show up for the class.
I think I would be too after...
Sure.
18 months.
She certainly hasn't been doing anything lately
yep,
that deserves
me.
Attention.
Still the same class.
But you're
still
Nicole
here.
Richie,
yeah.
And you got famous by being nothing.
Yeah.
Just true. For being famous. So what are you going to say? Oh, no, just enjoy my work in my films. Oh, no. But just listen to my music. No.
Yeah.
Just what?
That's
no.
A good point.
Just read my. No. That's what you do. You get your picture taken.
Yeah.
Good times and bad. Sucks sometimes, but that's the price you pay. She says she's trying to focus on her classes, but it's unnerving and they keep taking her photo.
Well, yeah, not... I don't think you guys know, man.
They're not in the classroom.
No, they're not, Lisa. Just when she shows up to and from the class, that's all.
She probably managed that.
Yeah.
What a horrible job that must be.
Have we seen any of those photos anywhere?
No.
Her showing up to the class?
I got
to
go stake out Richie again.
Why? They're not going to use it.
I don't know. They're make a picture.
Jessica Simpson says she can't wait to be an auntie.
Oh, good.
She says she's going to spoil Ashley Simpson's new babies, something rotten. And she says they're going to need it because her baby sister, Ashley Simpson, is going to be a very strict parent.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Pete Wentzel. Knit him booties. Speaking of Pete Wentz.
Yeah.
Yes.
He said he could have easily killed himself while mixing bills and poos.
Wow, that's
pills
a strange mixture.
Pills
and booze.
He gave an interview to Playboy magazine and admitted that he and a friend once spent the entire night drinking and taking Ambien and then decided it would be a good idea to play a little Russian roulette. It's where you take a gun and put a bullet in it and pull the trigger of the gun while it's aimed at yourself.
Yeah, that is the height of stupidity.
And yet, Pete Wentz walked away unscathed.
Yeah.
Just to go show you once again, he is charmed.
He's a charmed little midget.
He says he's ashamed of the game, and that's the reason he'll never own a gun.
Doesn't he have a lot more to be ashamed of?
I guess. Yeah, he really does.
Than that.
Put on one of your CDs.
What about Dance
and
Dance?
Let's talk about shame. Dance. Kylie Minogue says she's fed up with being single.
Okay.
She can't find a man, Kevin.
Too hot?
The smoking hot British singer says she just can't find a man. I guess she's Australian, right? Kylie Minogue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lately she's been considering switching sides.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I'm all for that, too. Get the fire crotch on the phone. Where's Lizzie Lohan?
Yeah.
That would be a couple.
Ronson business. Put those two together.
A girl and a girl. Not
so
a girl and
glad
a guy.
They leave things up to us like that. Vern Troyer's court order preventing the distribution of the sex video he filmed with his ex-girlfriend didn't do much good. Apparently, it's all over the web, all over the internet now.
Is it?
Well, not according to Kevin, who has to pollute his entire computer trying to find it.
I did not do any such thing.
But the London tabloids are saying that there is an adult website registered from China that has all the XXX footage you can find, and it's only $9.99. It's reduced. The price is reduced, much like Vern Troyer himself.
He's on sale.
That's right. You can watch it for your viewing pleasure if that's what you're into. Not so much.
Aren't you a little curious how funny that would look?
I'd be more creeped than curious.
But aren't you, hey, I should watch it for 2 seconds, and then I'll probably never watch it again, but I gotta see that.
$9.99 for 2 seconds?
Yes.
No. Okay. You let me know. It's like that two girls in one cup thing.
I never needed to see that.
I saw the first second. I said, oh, I see where this is going. And then that's it. I've never
made the right decision.
I've never seen it through to its completion.
I collapsed on the floor.
Did you?
Yeah, it was ugly. Yeah.
The only other person in this building that watched it through with me is Mr. Weatherby. He's the only other guy.
He watched the whole thing?
Our boss was the only one who watched it?
Not only watched it, was not horrified by it in any way.
Oh, what does that say about his whole life? What's going on in the Weatherby mansion?
You know, at the beginning when it first,
yes,
you realize what's happening.
He goes. That's what I was
done. He does the initial, oh, turns his head, looks at me and goes, all right, keep playing. Okay. Comes back and sits there and watches it with me. Kevin is already like on the floor, in horror.
What's going on at Weatherby Manor? That's what I want to know. Business as usual.
Only other guy in the whole building. Because when it first came out, I was showing everybody.
I know you were. I remember that distinctly. Yeah.
Listen to me, people. Don't go.
Times.
Do not do it. I know that usually makes you want to do it. Trust me.
Particular case,
don't do
I'm
it.
I'm not missing a thing.
Two guys, one horse.
I don't want to see that either.
Stop it. I didn't even go to that one.
I didn't either.
I have zero desire.
That'll never happen.
Four girls finger paint.
Stop it! Bassist Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance is 28 years old today. Actor Ryan Phillippe is 34. Guy Ritchie, director, turns 40 years old today. Colin Firth, very talented British actor, is 48. And guitarist Joe Perry of Aerosmith turns 58 years old today. Joe Perry, probably one of the best-known rock guitarists in the past 20 or 30 years.
Sure.
Aerosmith's been around forever. And I think if someone said Joe Perry to me, I would know exactly who that is. And
right.
I'd be able to repeat that name, Joe Perry, as often as I needed to if I was the announcer at the Grammys.
What if it were in a list of other people as well?
As long as it wasn't with Robert Randolph, I think I'd be okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John?
Shit!
Okay, so that happened.
Yeah. It went on and on, though, didn't
it?
It
did. There's more.
Yeah,
but that was the Joe Perry part of it. You don't want to hear the whole thing, I don't think.
Yeah, I always want to hear it all the time. That's all. I'm Rob Garman. I walk the Chicago.
I'm proud to welcome back Rob Dyrdek to the program. Good morning, Rob. Don't you laugh.
I thought you were just going to say it just to mess with me.
Come on, man.
I thought he was going to say it just because he messes up.
How dare you? I was just having fun that day.
Yeah, sure. That's you all. Were.
So there's a movie that comes out Friday called Righteous Kill, and it's got a hell of a cast, including Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, 50 Cent, Donnie Wahlberg, Carla Gugino, John Leguizamo, Rob Durden, also in the movie.
And the question is, which part doesn't fit?
That's a screen name, right, Durden?
Durden, yeah. How did you get into this movie, dude?
Man, I just stumbled and fell and woke up in it, man. I got pretty lucky, you know. But I actually, my agency set up a meeting with the director, and I just, you know, I was talking to him, John Avnan, about how, you know, De Niro, Pacino, and poor 50 Cent on that. In my world, it just does not get any bigger than this.
Right,
and
right.
He was just like, you want to know what? Let's figure out a place for you in this thing. And we sat there and just threw around ideas till... He's like, would you be down to play the pimp and be a skateboarding pimp? And I said, yes.
That's yes, the role you were born for.
You know what I mean?
So, skateboarding pimp.
I am a skateboarding pimp.
You want to know what I mean? I was like, yes, yes, and yes.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Yeah. You play the part of Rambo. That's your name, your nickname.
That's correct.
And here's a clip from the movie.
When you're pushed.
No.
Killing's as easy as breathing.
That's a different Rambo.
What?
That's a different Rambo.
Oh, that's
that
not
was
his...
Sylvester Stallone's Rambo.
Oh, man, it's similar to my
so idea. You're Rob's the new Rambo.
You know, it's funny because we always talk to people who are in movies with, you know, huge stars like that. I don't know anyone that's been in a movie with either of those guys.
I was in a movie with Al Pacino.
But you have to look and go, how do you ever get over the fact that that's Al Pacino and that's Robert De Niro, both of them in this movie? I mean, how do you act like you belong?
You don't. You know what I'm saying? And then you say thank you to every time you do an interview. Like, you can't believe you're in there either. When you're standing on the set, I'm just like, what? And this is just so crazy. Like, it's almost like I'm looking at like something. I'm watching it on CG or something. It's just so, so crazy.
All right, now I have some actual clips from the movie, and I want to figure out which character is yours. Is this your character?
Whatever happens, I'm not taking you down with me.
Is that you?
No, that's the other RD.
I think that's Robert De Niro.
Okay, what about this?
Don't worry about me. I'm all right. Believe me.
Is that you?
That is not me.
I think that's Al Pacino.
I don't know what I was thinking. I just don't know what I was thinking.
Is that you?
No.
You know what you was thinking? You were thinking about a 10-year-old girl who had her skull crushed. See, I tried to stop you, but so what?
Either of those you.
I do not recognize those statements.
I think that's both Al and Robert De Niro.
All right, is this you?
I admired you that day. I admired you.
No, it's Al Pacino.
That was righteous.
You know they ain't sending out my voice.
Well, that's where that came from. I was like, Omar, try to find a clip of Rob in the movie. And he's like, that doesn't exist right now. It's not out
there. Come on, Nick.
Rob, did you work with both of the guys?
You missed me.
Did you work with both guys, Rob?
No, you know, I played, like... I don't actually share any scenes with them. They just investigate my dead body.
Oh, I see. Okay. So is there some kind of a flashback where they show your storyline?
Yeah, that's basically what it is, yeah.
Wow. That's...
And because I'm a pimp who's getting away with tricking hoes and I need to pay.
Now, do you have the pimp gear on?
Well, no. You know, I look like a good old-fashioned skateboarder.
Wait a minute. What year is this movie set in?
Present day.
That's
it's present day. Right. So you wouldn't have the hat and the long.
I didn't have any fur. I didn't have any leopard.
It's not Starsky and Hutch.
I'm just saying, I don't know.
He's not Huggy Bear. Like,
no, are you indeed Huggy Bear?
Or Don Juan.
So you were in a movie with Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. You didn't get a chance to work with either Al Pacino or Robert De Niro.
That is absolutely and totally accurate.
Yeah, you need a new manager.
No, you
I mean, what do I care? I mean, mean, give me a break.
Yeah, you need to change your story. Just,
if you're going to be in a movie with those two guys, you want to work with at least one of them.
You know what I'm saying? Look, Bob called my house. You know what I mean? And Bob's kids came over and hung out with me. That's how about that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Well, now, are you making that up or are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
Like, he came over to your house.
I got a call one day, and it was like, Bob De Niro, wanted to know if he could call you. And I'm like, who is this?
Right, I would have hung up.
And then so he's like, this is Bob De Niro's assistant. He said, you just did a movie together? And I was like, okay, yeah, have Bob call me, right?
You thought it was one of your friends?
He's like, oh, man, look, man, I'm so sorry. I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to you. I didn't realize you were only shooting for that day. Look, man, I never do this, man, but I told my kids we did a movie together, and they just went bananas. Can my kids meet you? I don't ever do this. I'm like, absolutely.
Let me guess, Robert De Niro wants to come over. No, I'm busy.
You know, this is like Sunday afternoon at like 11, clear the schedule, like...
You know what's funny about that is that Robert De Niro's kids are not at all impressed by Robert De Niro, one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
He's just dad.
He's just dad that didn't get them a chance to meet Rob Dyrdek.
Yeah. That's true.
Wow.
I want to come over and work the half pipe a little bit. A little bit I want to be on the half pipe.
You want to know what's funny, though? It's like his kid was just saying how he can't watch Cape Fear. I don't know how it came up in conversation, but he was like, I just can't. It just creeps me out.
Yeah, because his dad is the creepiest guy ever.
Sticking his thumb into Juliette Lewis's mouth and stuff. You don't want to see that.
He's like,
you don't. You really don't, which is just so bizarre to me because it's such a good movie.
If you haven't seen that movie, you gotta get that. That really is a scary movie.
Come out, wherever you are.
Hey, counselor!
Now, did you invite other people over? Hey, Bob De Niro's coming over. You want to come over?
No. Bob never made it.
He didn't?
Bob, his kids made it.
Oh, man.
You got
horked.
You got worked.
But, you know, Bob's like, listen to me. Whatever you, I owe you big time, so you just let me know what you want.
Okay.
You know? And it's like, I'm still waiting to pull that card.
Yeah. Maybe some dialogue together next time, Bob. How about that?
No, I don't want it to be movies. I don't want it to be anything. Like, I want it to either be in, like, a skate video or, like, something to do with my show. Like, something that has nothing to do with movies, you know.
Yeah, you got to hold on to that and just wait for the opportune moment. And then you'll call and you'll get the number has been changed message.
Exactly.
De Niro's going to be delivering a pizza on Rob's next show on MTV.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Pepperoni, little bit pepperoni. Who had that?
Well, this looks like one of the best movies ever. I can't wait. De Niro and Al Pacino have only been in one movie other than this, and they were only in one scene in that movie. So this is a lot. And Rob is in it along with all these other people. Rob, you're the best. Can't wait for Righteous Kill. Thanks. And let us know when you use that card on De Niro.
I will, without a doubt.
I want to know how you decided to spend that one. All right, Dearden, thanks. So yesterday, Dave the King of Mexico was going crazy over this mini-me sex tape.
Nope.
And he's like,
I got to order this tape. Wrong.
And then some pop-up boxes came up, and I said, no, that's a virus. Don't click yes on that.
That's what Kevin said.
I'm going to click yes no matter what you say. I don't care. I got to see it.
King, can you give us the real story, please?
Yeah, no. So here Kevin comes in. You must find the Mini-Me sex tape. I'm like, all right, dude, I found it. But you have to install this thing, and I don't feel comfortable installing it.
Right.
Because I know it's a virus. He goes, just click it.
Kevin, a man obsessed, has to see a midget having sex with someone.
Just click it.
Come on, it's Mini-Me. He's not just a midget. He's half a midget.
So, I understand that.
All right.
Kevin takes the mouse and starts clicking away, and it installs.
Just on random boxes.
She's clicking yes, yes, yes. No, I'm like, dude, stop. All right, let's check it out. Nope, doesn't work. All right, click it again. No, dude, it's already installed it. Click it again. Click, click, click,
click,
click.
Why do you make up lies?
Click, 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 click. Later in the day, you have a security problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a surprise.
Yeah. So then we had the IT guy show up, and he's sitting at your computer for... Were you in there when he was doing that?
I was, yes.
Tell us how that went.
We had Jeff, our security or IT guy, come in, and he looked at the computer, and he ran a diagnostic and said... I have never seen more viruses ever on a computer than this one.
20, Kevin.
This is
20.
This is an IT guy who deals with this all day, every day.
He said, these are bad ones, too. These lay dormant when you remove them, then reinstall themselves. He said, this is going to take some work. This is going to take some work to untangle this nightmare.
Wow. Stupid Dave. Can't trust him with a computer.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not good.
20.
Yeah.
Keylogger virus?
That's where it memorizes
what you're writing.
Copies everything you're typing in, and it searches for your social security and bank information.
Credit card number.
Everything, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Good. Yep. You shouldn't
have done that, Neo.
You shouldn't have done
that. Thanks for opening us up to the Matrix.
So we're going to take some phone calls. If you installed things, perhaps accidentally, especially at work.
How porn screwed your computer.
Maybe you were trying to get something and you weren't supposed to be like Dave, who doesn't care about the rules set up by the company. And you got some kind of a pop-up window that you couldn't get rid of. Sometimes that happens, and there's like 75 pop-up windows
in a
row.
It's insane.
And your boss is coming, or a coworker is coming, and you're like, close. Why won't it close?
Yeah, luckily it only took about 15, 20 minutes to clean my computer.
Yeah.
During the show.
Yeah.
Well. Which is ideal.
It's clean now, though, right?
Yeah, thanks to Jeff.
Because Jeff's really, really good.
So now you can download it.
Not Kevin.
So now you can download it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-520-1067, how porn ruined your computer, especially at work, because that's the most embarrassing. And you should be fired, Dave, for what happened.
What?
That's what I'm... Right now we're talking about people who's who looked for porn and it destroyed your computer.
Yeah.
Kevin.
It had nothing to do with my computer.
I'd have mini-me penis on my screen, or I'm going to die.
Let's talk to Alma in Los Angeles. Good morning, Alma.
Morning. What's up, everybody?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Before we get into this topic, can I ask how old you are?
24.
Okay, good.
she sounds young.
You sound 12. Go ahead.
Oh, I was actually trying to download the same thing, the mini-me, with another coworker.
Right.
And it said to install, I think it was Fango, Zinc, whatever it was.
Don't know, yeah, but go ahead.
So we did. My whole computer had to be reformatted 2 days later.
Nice. Excellent.
And I was without a computer for about 2 weeks.
Excellent.
And it was the only one in my office.
Yeah. Oh, see what happens when you're a pervert?
This was at work?
I had to lose everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lost everything in my IT. We don't have the best IT tech, but he asked me what was I trying to view, and I couldn't say anything but nothing.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to get a recipe.
I was working.
For a casserole.
Mini-me.
That was horrible.
Kevin.
Stupid Alma.
That's
the best. Thank you, Alma. Bye now. I love that. All right. Let's go to Richard in City of Industry. You know, this is a whole other topic. We should talk to IT guys sometime.
Oh, that's a good idea.
About stuff that they dealt with, yeah. Because Richard is an IT guy. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Richard.
Hey, just to let you know, I had an older lady that works in our credit department, and she gets emails from customers. Well, she happened to click on one. She called me up in a panic, and when we get up to her computer, nothing but porn. And it was the porn that keeps on popping up one after another.
How old was she?
Oh, God, I want to say she was in her
60s. Oh, no.
And she felt so bad. If it was anybody else, I would have just laid into them.
Yeah.
But, of course, the guys are around looking at her computer trying to fix it.
Sure. Yeah, let me help. I can help with that. No, I've dealt with that before.
Exactly.
All right. That's fantastic. Thank you, Richard. Let's go to Donna in Glendale.
Glendale.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
What happened?
My husband and I had switched laptops, and I was on his laptop, and actually, after listening to you guys, I was looking up some questionable porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband works for one of the leading antivirus software companies.
Yes.
And so I felt pretty safe clicking on whatever because I figured, you know, the software will catch it. Well,
sure.
It didn't catch this one. And it was really bad. Like, it totally locked up my computer and was trying to download stuff. And so
excellent.
When he got home, I had to tell him, I was like, hon, I did this thing, and here's your laptop, and I'm really sorry. And so he couldn't get it off. And so he ended up having to take it into work. And what they had to do is they needed me to provide them with a list of all of the website addresses.
What were some of them? Can you say them?
Let's just say they probably get you arrested in the United States, but not in, say, Russia.
Oh,
nice.
No.
Oh, my God.
You little minx.
Wow. Donna.
Yeah. Party at Donna's house.
Wow. And you had to give your husband's boss or workers that list?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
I hope Barnyard Bonanza was worth it.
It wasn't.
It wasn't. Okay. Thank you, Donna. It's only legal in Russia is what you want to go for,
by the way. Who's in the barn with Donna?
Let's go to Brittany in Anaheim. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
What happened to you?
What happened to you?
When I was in high school a couple years ago, I was in an all-laptop class, and one of my classmates was going to install a program that I needed for class.
Mm-hmm.
ended up keylogging my computer.
Oh, no.
From that point, started emailing porn to all the staff on campus.
From your email address?
From my IP address. So it was coming from my computer.
Perfect.
So all these teachers start getting porn pop-ups in the middle of class, and, like, my teacher got one, and I'm sitting there, and, like, it was ridiculous. And then the IT guy came in from the school, ended up realizing it was from my computer, tried to bust me. I got sent to the principal's office.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous, and the kid ended up getting expelled for it.
Now, but you didn't do that on purpose. You weren't searching for something yourself.
No, I definitely gave him my computer. We had to have this program that was like a spy gear for our teachers to be able to look at our computers.
Right, sure.
Installing it. And as he installed it, he keylogged everything, got my IP address,
and
sent porn pop-ups.
That's your story, and you're sticking to it.
Yes.
Okay. I bet you're the most popular girl in school that year.
It was a little ridiculous.
The teacher's like, oh, Brittany gets an A for today. See what happens tomorrow. See if she gets another A. Let's go to Sydney and Yorba Linda. Good morning, Sydney. Hello, Sydney.
My husband. I'm right here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, we can't. Oh, you're breaking up, Sydney.
You're cutting in and out.
Sydney.
Oh, her husband surfed. Hey. Her husband surfed. Call back, Sydney. Her husband surfed for porn at her mom's house.
Oh. No. Yes.
That's dumb.
Her husband.
How badly do you need to wank?
Went on her mom's computer.
No, don't do that. Just don't.
We're celebrating 100 days of Metallica. Score tickets to the show, plus you qualify to win the band's gear, which includes the drum kit, the bass, two guitars, and a microphone.
Pretty amazing.
Not bad. Go to krock.com for details. What, Ralph?
I've got two turntables and a microphone.
It is 7:51. Jerry O'Connell coming up next. Right now it's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Jerry O'Connell called his wife huge on television.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. I heard that story.
It may have been a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. You call her fat or huge?
Huge.
Huge.
He had to apologize.
She is pregnant, you know, so you get that.
But people would be sensitive about that, I'm thinking.
Perhaps.
You don't say, my wife's huge.
Those words should never come out under any circumstances.
Even if she is. Yeah. You find another adjective.
Sure. Monstrous, perhaps.
No, that would be a word.
That would be bad.
Gigantic?
No, gigantic.
Enormous.
Voluptuous.
Ah, good.
Sure.
She is
Rubenesque.
Zoptic. Rubenesque.
Pig-like.
Not pig-like. No, not pig-like.
No, not his wife.
Speaking of pigs, Jessica Simpson has done it. She's gone and done it. It's game on.
What did she do?
Game on.
What game?
She was on Good Morning America yesterday, singing, which is bad enough. But then she made a prediction saying that the Cowboys were going to kick the Eagles' asses next Monday.
Awesome.
Great.
So I'm thinking,
awesome.
Woohoo!
You
win. Last year when she was present at the Eagles-Cowboys game, remember she was wearing that pink Tony Romo's jersey?
Sure.
That's when the Eagles, who were a much worse team than the Cowboys were last year, beat the Cowboys 10-6.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping the Jessica Simpson magic comes through again on Monday night for Monday Night Football. So let's just all keep our fingers crossed.
Dumb bitch, God. Says the Cowboy fan.
She is not a help.
No.
But you're my Sunday, Tony. I love your ribs restaurants.
Like,
Tony Roma.
She's way hot and all, but she's not hot enough to justify what she does. Like, you see that she forces him to go to church with the Joe Simpson family and sings these stupid songs and asks these questions and shows up at every press event that has anything even tangentially to do with the Cowboys. There's Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Actually, she said, we're going to kick your butts next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
So it's great, you know, when she's co-signing onto the team and she thinks now she actually plays for the Cowboys.
Are they going to put her in? Better.
I think
I
they
hope
might.
So.
I hope they put her in at center. And she just
snaps,
gets run over, just gets trampled. To where she becomes a pink mist.
On a side note, that's going to be a pretty good game, though.
It's
going
to be a
Cowboys
great game.
Pretty good?
It's the battle for the NFC right there. Yeah.
It's going to be a good game.
Speaking of Jessica, according to Star Magazine, she's calling Tony in front of all of her friends. Her FBD.
FBD.
Stands for Future Baby's Daddy. How does this guy not go screaming running for the hills with all this going on?
She must have tricks.
She must have.
I mean, come on.
She must be able to tie a knot into, like, jumper cables with her tongue. Not just like a cherry stem. You got to do it with like a chain link fence or something.
It's been a long time since her TV show was on with Nick Lachey.
Yes.
Can I play a clip just to remind
give us a
you
newlyweds.
What
sure.
a horrible bitchy woman this is?
Sure. Brat.
I'm not a brat.
You're a spoiled brat.
I am not. I'm a nice girl.
You're a bratty girl.
I treat you very nice. I hate you right now.
Boo freaking hit. You know what? Sob, sob, sob. There's always something wrong with whatever I do. There's
baby,
always something
would
wrong
you stop
it.
Saying
no.
God.
He that is not a woman with tricks, by the way.
He doesn't strike me as the poster boy for maturity either, by the way.
No.
Nick Lachey.
But can you imagine that voice harping on you all day?
No. Remember she would like burp and fart and stuff and
yes.
all the time? And just
yeah, she doesn't know tricks. Found. You're right, Lisa.
And
she doesn't know tricks.
Oh, my God.
She wouldn't say God, so she changed it to oh, my God.
I forgot about
he's
that.
He's like, stop saying that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. MTV, that's who aired The Newlyweds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Gave us another smash hit over the weekend. Although the MTV Video Music Awards sucked, turns out no one who watches MTV cares. The numbers are back for MTV's key 18 to 34-year-old demographic, and the show had 15% more people watching than they did last year and 41% more than watching the 2006 edition of the show. So a big smash hit for MTV.
Wow.
People will watch anything.
Look, wow. Here's the only thing I ask. We have to go every year. So put it someplace fun next year, will you? Don't put it to Paramount. Go around the corner from my house. Send us to New York or Miami or Vegas or something.
Good call.
Please? Michael Caine may have spilled the beans when it comes to casting the next Batman sequel. MTV.com reports that Michael, during an interview, said that producers may have figured out how to top the late Heath Ledger's performance as the Joker by adding Johnny Depp as the Riddler and Philip Seymour Hoffman as the Penguin.
I sure hope. Those are two great actors.
Those would be great choices.
But it does remind me of what Ralph has said in the past, which is you really only need one great villain.
Yeah. It always bugs me when they do that.
Me too, because they're both so good.
And
you don't really
you
need
end
them
up splitting the focus of the storyline so much that you really lose out, I think.
I think so too.
I think that we could have had Harvey Dent as Two-Face in the next film, and then Depp as the Riddler beyond that.
Spread them out a little.
Yeah, there's no rush.
Well, the
easy,
rush
easy.
The rush is that we already can't understand Batman.
That's true.
So maybe the next one will be...
How are you going to fill the dialogue? If you're the Riddler.
Need captioning.
I'm the Riddler.
What?
And you're the Riddler. And then you're the Riddler. Like Cookie Monster. Batman is Cookie Monster.
Can't be Mutombo.
The New York judge yesterday threw out of court three lawsuits that were brought against Sacha Baron Cohen. Our beloved Borat. They were brought by the driving instructor who had the scene with him where he was trying to hunt down the girl and have sexy time with her.
Sure.
And the two etiquette teachers who were trying to school Borat as well. They all claimed that they were deceived and defrauded when it came to their portrayals in the TV, in the movie rather. However, the judge in the case produced the signed agreements that they all signed to be in the film and the documentation of the money each had received and accepted from the producers, saying that removed any liability the producers may have had towards them. So,
how about that?
Sacha Baron Cohen's free and clear. Doesn't have to worry about that.
Awesome.
Got a little of that Sacha Baron Cohen? You got a little of that the Borat movie?
Yeah, which one do you want? I have many. Women educated? Driving instructor?
How about the driving instructor, since he was one of the ones who put the lawsuit?
Can we follow her and maybe make a sexy time with her?
No.
Why not?
Because a woman has a right to choose who she has sex with.
What?
How about that? That's good, huh?
It's not good for me.
No, it's not. What? It's just disbelief, and that statement is just priceless.
By the way, that driving instructor, that didn't make him look bad at all.
No.
I don't think.
No.
He was dealing with a lunatic. He didn't know it going. I don't
look,
know.
They
just
all saw the movie become a smash hit and make a ton of money, and they thought they could get a little piece of the pie.
Yeah.
Driving instructor sounds like John McCain, actually, to me, a little bit.
No, they get to choose who they have sex with.
Tim Anderson.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Colin Firth, very talented British actor, is 48 years old today. Chris Columbus turns 50. Guy Ritchie, director and wife of Madonna, is 40 years old today. Ryan Phillippe is 34 years old today. Bassist Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance turns 28. And Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 58 years old today. Geez, I wonder what it would sound like
come
if Kevin
on. We
had
played this
to
last
announce
hour.
Joe
we played
Perry's
this last
name
hour.
At the Grammys. I wonder what that would sound like.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John?
Shit!
Happy birthday to John Perry of Aerosmith. He is 58. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Why would you call your wife fat?
Oh. He didn't call her fat. He called her
started.
Huge.
Let's get started on the right foot.
I did apologize for that. I didn't call my wife fat. I said huge. Now, right. You have to understand, huge. My wife is having twins.
Yes.
So she's okay. Huge.
And on top of
you're
that...
You're going to try and make him say it again, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm just and on top saying. Of that, the babies were measured the other day, mm-hmm. and they're of normal weight and height for a regular child.
Right, for not twins.
Are supposed to be half
wow,
the
yeah.
size.
Much smaller.
So my wife's stomach,
uh-huh.
spelled stomach, is is really, it's out there.
Right.
Now, every other part of my wife is extremely proportioned and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Glowing is a word that a friend told me to use.
You're listening? A friend told
the
you that?
The woman is glowing.
Was the friend your wife? Jerry O'Connell is here, by the way. He's talking about why he called his wife fat.
I didn't say that, man.
And I would not say that about Rebecca Romijn. I would not. That would not be my choice.
But I do want to say I did learn the hard way that is like you just – but here's a question.
At least you didn't say it in front of a big audience or anything. You didn't say it publicly.
No,
oh, wait a minute.
I do apologize for saying it.
Every day. Every day you apologize for saying it.
And you will continue every day for a really long time.
And I understand that. But, you know, it should be something that we, like, come to terms with. Like, how do we describe our pregnant girlfriends or
you
wives?
You just say she's pregnant. That's all you say.
So that's all you say.
That's it.
Don't you think?
Oh, you could say really pregnant.
Really pregnant. You look really pregnant.
But glowing. Always throw in glowing.
Glowing.
Because that's a positive.
In all honesty, the glowing part is pretty true because, you know, my wife isn't drinking coffee. Forget about alcohol or
right.
any
right.
other bad things.
Right.
Like, it's just like the healthiest of the healthy food. This is like the healthiest my wife has been since she was 8 years old. And so that's, I think, where the glowing part comes is that, you know, if we all cut out coffee.
We took care of ourselves like that, we'd all be glowing.
Yeah, we weren't boozing on the commercial breaks.
Now, do you have to be good as well? Does she demand that of you or do you do it
because
you want to? Or?
I do have to say, having a pregnant wife is you don't call cabs when you've had a little too much to drink. It's like, and when we're out to dinner, I'm like, well, I guess I can have a couple more. A little later,
you may be a driver for 9 months. Right?
You're a cool driver. Let's get another bottle.
The only problem is she can't fit behind the wheel because she's so huge. That's the only problem.
Wow. It's those adjectives, Ralph. It's those adjectives that we just can't use anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's so very pregnant.
I do want to say I did see my wife from behind. And my wife doesn't look pregnant from behind.
Which is...
that's quite a feat.
Which is not normal.
With twins,
by the way.
Well, you know...
I mean, that's not fair.
She must be carrying everything in front.
It's in the stomach. It's right there. Which is why... Hence why I made the comment, and hence I'm really sorry. My wife is glowing and really, really pregnant in the stomach and feet.
So her chest fat feet? I love you. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking to preening hunk Jerry O'Connell.
Oh, yeah.
Who is starring in the new series, Do Not Disturb, which makes its premiere tonight on Fox at 9:30.
The reason I say preening hunk
is that the review in the LA Times came out today.
Yeah.
And it said that as preening hunks go, I'm no Ted Danson.
Yes.
As preening hunks go,
I wouldn't
you're
even
no
know how to take that. Ted Danson.
I'll take it, but I mean, I didn't say anything bad, so I'll take it, you know? I mean,
if
just
that's
as
bad
it's
as it gets,
yeah.
But it said that I'm not the worst. So that's
he's got that going for
so
him.
So I got that going for me, which is good.
Now, do you read reviews? Because it seems like there's 7,000 of them.
I do. You know, now with the with that superhighway, you know, you could type in your name and a lot of things come up. So I'll probably do that today.
Can we do it right now?
Yeah, sure.
Should we Google you and see what comes
Google
up?
Google his name.
I don't know if it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be that. Amazing.
Okay, well, we're just
going to check.
You're
probably interested in hearing what people think of the show more than they are they say about you, right?
In all honesty, I did have a little bit of a issue last night in front of my computer. I wanted to look up the Vern Troyer sex thing.
I hope
I was about to do it, and
don't
then
do
I was
it.
Like,
don't
man,
do
I'm
it.
Not sure I want to see this.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, like, and I'm going to try and keep this as clean as possible.
Right.
A guy like Vern Troyer with a... who is not a normal-sized person.
By the way, correct. Let me just butt in here and say about half the size of a normal midget,
really
so
small.
He's as small as it gets.
Even for midgets, yes.
Someone told me he's quite possibly the smallest person in the world.
I think that's probably true, yeah.
But now, this is where it gets a little touchy, and you may have to bleep this. Does he use his arms or things when he's with a normal-sized woman?
He's saying, is he proportionate in other parts of his body?
Because if he uses his arms, that may make him pretty cool, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If he puts on a miner's helmet, then he's probably the most popular guy in the world.
I don't know how to have this conversation on the air.
I don't either.
There is a scene where he's, let's say Vern Troyer were a missionary.
Okay.
And were spreading the gospel to other societies or whatever.
Right.
He wouldn't be able to reach.
This movie sounds weird.
He couldn't reach the I don't know how to say it. He put his arms over his head and yet was not able to reach
the mountaintops.
No, I know.
While spreading
the gospel.
Yes.
Yes. But I think on a bed, everybody's on sort of an even level there.
No.
Not if you're Vern Troyer. No.
He must be climbing all over the place.
It's
he must
climbing
be like
a mountain top. Yeah.
Yeah.
This broad's like 5'11". That's the best part.
The girl is tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why he picked her, except for she said yes, but man. There's a picture online, too, that you don't even have to download the video to see the picture of him, like trying to stick out his tongue to reach her mouth.
Well,
sort
you know,
of.
I have to tell you, I think these people who...
He's no Ted Danson.
No preening Ted Danson.
There's Jerry O'Connell.
I have to tell you, I think these people, and I don't know this for a fact, but I think these people make a lot of money when these videos go out there.
I wouldn't doubt it, although he seems to be fighting it a lot.
You know, I think that's part of the whole...
Part of the promotion?
...shtick is that you have to try and fight it so that people search for it, because you can search for it and buy it on the internet, and that seems pretty legit to me.
Yeah, right? That's true.
And, you know, if you're putting your credit card number in someplace... To download the
that seems legit to you if you put your credit card online.
No, well, it seems legit if you can openly buy something on the internet. So what
somebody's
I'm saying
got the
is,
rights for it someplace.
I think part of the press is going, oh gosh, I don't want that out there. I think you know Paris did the same thing. I think Double K, which is abbreviated for Kim Kardashian,
sure.
did the same thing.
Pamela and Tom, they were Tommy Lee and Pamela was the biggest selling ever, right? Yeah.
Did it sell?
Yeah,
actually it did.
The biggest I saw, I just had like the seventh generation version of that where it was like somewhere on a boat and like it was a VHS tape. I have a question for you. What do I do with all my VHS tapes that are home? I don't even
burn
own
them?
A VHS anymore.
Yeah, you got to just, what mean you get them transferred? Is it anything good?
You
got
to take them to a service.
Is it you the early days?
No. They're like, I'm talking like my weird like movies like Mr. Destiny or stuff like that. And like
you can get those on different DVD.
So I just throw out the VHSs I've been collecting for the last two decades.
Yes. Yeah.
What's the point? Why would I buy DVDs? Someday I'm going to be looking at those and throwing them out.
Yeah. DVDs have been around for 20 years now, though, haven't they? 25?
But there will be something new
eventually. Blu-rays on the horizon. You got that coming up soon. So.
Yeah. Keep them. They'll come back around. You'll start using your VHS.
Just like 8-tracks did.
All right, Jerry is in a new show called Do Not Disturb. He is the general manager of a hotel and takes advantage of the fact that there are young, nubile women working at the hotel who are interested in throwing themselves at him.
Slut.
I find empty rooms and I throw parties in them.
Shot.
Yeah, it's really fun. It really is. And it's a fun role to play because my wife currently in real life is very pregnant.
Right. Right.
Very, glowing. Very pregnant, glowing. Uh-huh. And so I get to play this sort of guy is like, you know.
Playing the field?
Yeah, playing the field and kind of cool. So it's sort of fun to vicariously live through him, you know.
How does she feel about that?
It's just work. I come home every night, please. I wish I could tell you.
Does she buy that?
I wish I could tell you that we're rolling over to Saddle Ranch and like having a good time with the cast afterwards. Yeah, we're great. The cast really parties, but it's not the case, you know. Yeah. I mean, I live in the burbs. I drive in every day.
It's just a normal guy, you guys.
You know, it's just and also it's sort of difficult. You do feel a little bad like going out and hitting the town without your very pregnant wife when your wife is very pregnant at home, you know. That's just sort of like I'm not that bad.
I'm a bad man.
You find a way to do it occasionally.
You know, it's funny when you get married, you have to sort of pick your, spots.
Right.
And my spot, this past week was Sunday. I really wanted to watch week one of all the football games.
Understandable.
That was me time.
Did that happen?
It did, yeah.
Okay, good.
And your Eagles looked amazing, Ralph. I was
thank you, Jared.
I was actually a little bit shocked.
How dare you, sir?
I know. I'm sorry. But I mean, shocked in a good way.
Who's your team?
My team is the New York Giants. I'm from New York, so
wow.
I didn't think they looked that great.
Yeah, I think they played way over their heads last year.
But in all honesty, I do play fantasy football, and okay. So you find yourself rooting for like the Eagles.
See,
a little
how can
bit,
you do that? You know? How can you root for Hank Baskett from the Eagles when you're a Giants fan?
You know, it's called fantasy football, and you know, I mean, I think it's pretty much here to stay. A lot of people like it.
I know, yeah. I can't buy into it. Mm.
Sure.
Jerry O'Connell is here. We need to take a break. Ralph's okay. Going to yell at him off the air
about being a freaking Giants fan.
Yeah.
And now he ruined my best friend's marriage.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about
we'll
this.
That as well.
Going to be so funny, everybody. I saw Ralph at a wedding. Ralph gave the best man speech I've ever heard
really?
In the history of weddings.
Was
in the
he,
history of
was
weddings.
He drinking? Was he drunk?
Oh, hell
you
yeah.
You did have a few. I believe Jack was your,
Jack
your poison
was
that
my
day.
Poison, yes. Yeah.
And you, honestly, it was something out of a movie. Someone, I wish I had like videotaped it and put it on the internet right next to Vern Troyer's movie.
Yeah, Jerry's the kiss of death. Don't invite him to your wedding.
Oh, I can't wait to tell this. Story.
Jerry O'Connell is in the studio with us. He's got a new show on called Do Not Disturb. It's on tonight at 9:30 on Fox.
Thank you for that.
Let's talk about your Tom Cruise video, which made you our permanent hero.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It made you our hero.
Genius.
When that Tom Cruise video was leaked of him talking about an accident or whatever, and he has to stop because he understands and he can't go on vacation and all that stuff, it was so mind-boggling. And then you went on Funny or Die and made fun of it.
Well, I shouldn't say just
and
me.
We all wanted to kiss you right on the lips.
There's yeah. another, and you can, but no tongue because
okay. All right.
He's got a very pregnant wife at home.
Yeah, yeah. That would be weird. A very good friend of mine, Jerry Minor, who's an actor and a writer and a really funny guy, was one of the stars of Lucky Louie. I don't know if you remember that
oh, yeah.
show.
I do.
Lisa does. she's heard of every show that's ever been on.
I watch everything.
Lisa
at least
watched
once.
Carpoolers.
I was a huge fan. I got a lot of K-Rock listeners to watch it, too.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I know you were a big fan of it.
I
when I was listening, you were one of the. You probably one of the only people. Who
yeah,
was
we were
really
denying
that
it.
The banner.
We were
no
denying
doubt about
its
that.
Its existence. It did
no,
not
you guys were never rude. I know you guys like more of the sci-fi stuff around here. I know you're
that's
big
Ralph.
Sci-fi
yeah,
sci-fi
like
guys
yeah.
around here. So I'm sorry it didn't have any aliens or anything.
What the hell?
Easy there, Slider Boy.
No. Nor does Do Not Disturb. I'm sorry, but you know, maybe there's other shows on other cable networks like Sci-Fi Channel where a guy who comes to his wedding in the Batmobile can enjoy
how dare
some
you,
programming.
Sir.
All right, but let's talk about Tom
let's
Cruise.
Get back to Jerry Minor,
and then
you.
And then we need to talk about Ralph's wedding thing. And then,
oh yeah,
we got a lot to talk about.
So much to talk.
No, so you know, we were on strike last year, and we were like looking to parody something, and. Somebody sent me the original video, and then I sent it to Jerry Minor, and I said, hey, it'd be pretty funny to parody this. And he said, Jerry Minor, are you sure you want to do this? You know, I mean, it might be a little weird.
You'll never
and I was
work
like,
again.
Yeah.
No, and honestly, I thought, like, I was like, no one's going to see it. It's going to go on Funny or Die. It'll be a couple, it'll get 10,000 hits, and then that'll be it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do a lot of stuff, and Jerry especially, at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater here in L.A., which is a lot of fun. They have shows every night over there on Franklin Avenue. And
how many hits?
It just became the story. Like well over 2 million hits.
Wow. Here's a little clip of Tom and his long pauses as he thinks about how important his stuff is. And then a clip of Jerry making fun.
I'd like to go on vacation and go and flop and play and just do that. You know what I mean? I mean, that's what I want it to be, okay? That's how I would, you know, there's times I'd like to do that, but...
Speed it up, dude.
But I can't, because I know.
I wish I could go on vacation. I wish I could just go and romp like everyone else. But I can't. Right now... Because I am broke.
We actually had one that was really funny. It was like, because I am broke. My mom has some miles. But we cut that one out.
The look on your face was so perfect.
Had you done cruise before? Had you ever worked on that as an impression or something?
No, we were just goofing around.
Because it's really kind of spot on.
It's really funny to imitate things on the internet because you have the reference right there. It's right at your fingertips. And there's actually – what's amazing about it just in terms of a medium, and I don't want to get all like deep and like I'm like lecturing here, but like – it's pretty personal. Like your computer, like your screen, it's like a personal thing. It's like, you know, it's where you do all your work. It's where all your personal information is. In Ralph's case, his porn.
Sure. Mini-me.
And so when you imitate something, it's really funny. Everyone feels like they're in on the joke. You know,
I also think they're the only ones seeing it, too.
Yeah.
They'll send us tons of emails a day saying, oh, you guys have to see this thing. And they think they're the person that has discovered it just now at their computer.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, everyone is watching it all over the world at once.
But it was a lot of fun. But I do want to apologize, you know, not only for calling my wife large, but also to anyone who may have been offended by that. I just want to say we don't mention anyone by name or any specific group by name.
Of course not.
We were just
especially a litigious group.
Right. Yes. And I want to apologize for that. And I would love to continue working here in Los Angeles because I enjoy this industry so much and want to stay. Thank you. I'm sorry.
You have a couple of more minutes before you have to run off to do TV. So Ralph's, what was it, an acceptance speech at a wedding?
I was at a wedding that Ralph was the best man at.
We met at a wedding.
Okay. He gave the best man speech I've ever heard.
You're
it was riveting. We were all listening.
What made it so good?
You know, his voice, his stories. He was holding a cocktail. It was a little rat packy. There was the tinkling of ice like in the microphone.
A little Dean Martin action going on.
I think it's his voice, just his demeanor. Just everyone was riveted. But sadly, and I hope we're not offending any of the parties, the wedding only lasted 2 months.
The wedding was 2 months long.
The marriage itself.
I think maybe about four months.
4 months? Yeah. That means two months of it were miserable, by the way. So,
no, they were apart.
And this is
time.
Where it's weird. And this is why Ralph was sneering at me when I walked in here.
Ralph was the best man
to the groom.
Right.
And my wife is best friends with the bride.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, I didn't know this woman before. Like,
Before you were in there,
I kind of just met her myself through Rebecca, and when they got divorced, I was like, "What?" And Rebecca was like, "Yeah, they're splitting up. It didn't work out."
Yeah,
and I was like, "It didn't work out." Like somebody knew something going into this. Like a wedding doesn't last like 2 months, 3 months, or 4 months, but I think it started to unravel pretty earlier.
Without somebody doubting things going in.
You probably had more information than I did on my end of the story. That's probably why.
Yeah, and you know, I'm kind of I don't know if I should like say anything. Believe me, Ralph, I was on your side. So don't sneer at me. I had nothing to do with her decision as to leaving your gotten the kiss of death.
This woman goes off to do a play. She's another actress. My friend's an actor. She's an actress. She goes off to do a play, comes back after 2 months of being on the road. He's there by himself at home, says, "I've fallen in love with the guy I'm in the play with. I'm leaving you."
Oh, and that guy was Jerry O'Connell?
No, man. I had nothing to do with that. But it was really fun. I mean, it was crazy. I asked for my gift back, and then my wife called me rude, and I was like, I want it back.
A 1 year limit. If you're going to spend money on friends, they should be together a year.
Return it.
I mean, just like, you know, and not to say that I'm, you know, think you should go see a spiritual leader or something, but just like sweat it out for a year. Just see how it goes, you know? I mean,
is that too much to ask? Things change sometimes. Passing fancies.
Exactly. I can't tell you how many times I've done things and thought, oh, I got to get out of here. All right, I'll just see how it goes.
And then it turns out poorly every time.
Now she's all pregnant. You can't go anywhere.
Who, the little lady?
Yeah.
No, we go places. I told you, I'm drunk all the time, and my wife drives me everywhere. It's incredible.
Is it true that you were almost on the Olympic fencing team?
I can't say that I was almost. I was on that road. I was en route to that, but.
How did you discover fencing?
You know, it was something I just did through high school, and then in college, I did it pretty competitively. I think my best ranking was 17th in the nation.
Did you watch the Olympics? Were you interested in the fencing? Because the women were like,
ah! Can you explain that?
Every time they were just, we're like, what the hell is that noise?
Is that the fencing scream?
Yeah,
yes. Female fencers.
When they lunge, they scream.
Yeah, that wasn't my thing. You know, it would be like saying the way Monica Seles screamed when she would hit a backhand, a, a, a backhand is not to, is not the.
So that was a unique thing to those crazy women.
I don't know that lady
okay.
at all. It sounds kind of hot though.
It does. All right. Do Not Disturb is the name of the TV show. It sounds a little bit like we're rushing because Jerry has to run off to do TV. But yeah. Do Not Disturb. You play the general manager of the hotel.
Yes.
Very
who's,
funny.
Who's the super
Niecy Nash, by the way, who I love from Reno 90-
right.
911.
Very She's funny right. actress named Niecy Nash who was in Reno 911, also on a reality show called Clean House. And it's
who's the super hot chick that you end up walking downstairs with, holding her? And just about to...
That's an who's actress. That? We have an actress named Molly Stanton who's on there. Jolene Purdy. Very funny, very pretty. And, oh man, I don't want to forget anybody. Dave Franco and Jesse Tyler Ferguson. And that actress is an actress named Taylor Cole who was very funny and sort of plays someone who... It's we're trying not to sexually harass anyone in the hotel, and a young employee is coming after me.
Yeah, and you're
and I'm telling her she's got to stay away from me.
Yes, and you're trying really hard to behave.
I'm
but
sure you are.
Then finally, you start to give in.
I know we're getting down here.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised it took so long. The way everybody talks about it, you know.
Yeah. Look. Wait. Oh no.
What?
No.
Did you already?
They still had their clothes on at that point, and he realized that he's trying to be good, and he can't do that.
Yeah, that was me kissing. That was the sounds of me kissing, and I'm realizing it's a little Vern Troyer-y, all that like smacking.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's making a lot of noise.
It never does sound good on radio.
Got it. That was getting a little wet.
Do Not Disturb.
I do want to tell my wife yes. I was thinking about her the entire time I was doing that.
My eyes
were closed, and I was just thinking about my
think
very pregnant wife.
Is Robert Wagner on the show, too?
Robert Wagner was in the first episode. He has we've only done a few episodes, so he hasn't come back yet, but he was a real, I loved him, man.
I bet it's been cool to work
Ledge,
with him.
Yeah. Which is short for Legend.
Ledge. Sure, yeah, Ledge. Because we don't have time for Legend.
Hey, before we do go, I yes. do have to say, I work with a guy named Woody and his brother, and we talk about you guys every morning. I see him, so I just wanted to say hello to him.
Hey, Woody. Do Not Disturb. Wednesday nights, 9:30 on Fox. Jerry O'Connell, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys, I'm real fan. Thank you. This
thanks
is a real honor.
Come back again when you have a little more time, and we'll chat.
I will.
Are crazy people drawn to us more than most people, would you guess?
I think you're drawn to crazy people.
Oh, I know that's true.
Bingo.
Kevin
it's
and Bean Show.
Totally your fault.
It's 8:45 on K-Rock. We need new interns, and we do this every semester.
Yep.
And we get the craziest people, and they intern a couple days a week. I guess you got to be 18. You got to get school credit.
You do.
Right?
The basics, and then we'll move on with the interesting interns. The basics is you have to be able to provide your own transportation to K-Rock at least 2 days a week. The Kevin and Bean Show, in case you weren't aware, is a morning show.
Yeah.
We've had some people who apply.
What? 5 a.m.?
And then go, 6 o'clock? What? Yeah. And you do have to be able to receive school credit, and you have to be 18 or over. We don't care how many credits you get or what kind of credits. And just to be clear, we do like people who are interested in communications or radio or, like,
yeah,
film,
I don't
TV.
Care about that.
Well,
yeah,
I know you don't because
no,
you don't have to deal with them. But if you're looking to, like, go back to school, or you're looking for a new career, and you're, like, 35 and want to change your life, you don't want to be Kevin to be an intern.
It's
love
not
you.
A, it's not a glamorous dance. Position.
Yeah. No.
Let's say.
And we
but
want good people.
Yeah.
No
like,
more bad people. Come on. Let's
well,
end
that's,
it.
Again,
what
Kevin
are you talking
Hall?
About? I'm
let's
drawn to bad. I love bad.
Just so people know, we try to hire one or two good ones, and then every semester there's a Kevin intern.
How dare
there's
you?
One that Kevin picks, and we refer to them, or, you know, him or her, as Kevin's intern.
Like Creepy Wonder?
Oh, F you.
God.
That's the only time I've wanted to punch you and him in the face.
Creepy Wonder would not take off his sunglasses, ever.
No matter
ever.
What.
Said he wore them at night, said he wore them to bed, said he wore them in a movie.
But
despised
he had such an ego.
Him.
He said he wore them during sex.
Yeah, he had an ego, yeah. That's what I was drawn, that drew me to him, though, because there was no reason for an ego.
He refused to touch Lisa's boobs, even though she offered, because he's like,
if
I don't need to.
If you would take those stupid glasses off,
yeah.
we do it.
Remember Circus Vargas? Her parents were
oh!
her
she
parents
was the nicest girl in the world, though.
Not to call
oh,
her
wait,
on the
no.
phone.
No, she wasn't.
Her parents were both in the circus.
She was never more pissed about answering phones in her life. She was like, hi, K-Rock.
She was never more higher than when she said, my parents are in the circus. I was like, done. Fantastic.
And that was Party. A side note, by the way. She, like, forgot. She wasn't going to bring that up. She's like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Remember when Gigantor tased that listener?
Oh.
Remember that?
Well, at least
that's not
at least
good,
she
right?
smelled really good.
Good day,
oh.
Remember Shaolin Robot?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone remembers
remember
her.
She was a dumpster diver, and her dad never talked to her. Remember that was
like,
but she was also the security guard that roughed up people.
Sure. Yeah.
She had
remember
her
that?
Own sexy time radio show, which was the best ever.
There was the intern that forgot she was going to China.
She was here one day.
People, if you're applying for an internship for a semester, maybe check your passport schedule, figure out where you're going. Don't call me from the airport and go, oh, I forgot. I'm going to China.
That's going to China. I can't come in anymore.
I don't forget when I'm going to San Diego or Vegas. Right. How do you forget when you're going to China?
Remember
don't you have to pack and stuff?
Remember Osama Mama? Remember Hammerhead? Remember all those guys? Come on.
Hammerhead.
I like Hammerhead.
You tell me who to have sex with in this whole audience.
I'll have sex with all of them.
I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. I don't care.
It's the most exciting Ducks game ever.
Yeah.
And he did a marathon on a unicycle.
He did that?
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Lispy. Remember Browse? Browse?
Browse and Lispy,
Browse
both
awesome.
Very good interns. Browse
yeah, those are good guys.
Remember Dum Dum?
Yeah,
oh, she's the one. Dum Dum is the one who said, "What, 5 a.m?
Yeah,
that was like the first thing. We were like, "Are you kidding?
No. You're Kevin?"
Yeah, she didn't know who I was. That's
she was
fine. I didn't
next
care.
To you for like 10 minutes though, talking to you, and then went, "Oh, you're the guy on the show."
Yeah, but I find that lovable. Like I like that about. I want someone to be totally clueless because that makes me laugh.
Didn't know if she had a car. She wasn't sure like where it was or where she left.
Time out.
She said
in Fresno.
Do you have reliable transportation?
Yes.
Hey, don't bury the lead. She broke her jaw and didn't tell us how or why.
No.
She had no clue.
She had no idea how she
at
broke
Weenie
her jaw.
Rose, she thought Damian Marley was Bob Marley.
Come on. Yeah, and she talked to him, by
she
the
talked
way.
To him.
She's also on the flood of the kitchen making coffee.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Is no, she? Forgot to go to China.
Oh,
flooded,
she did. Okay.
Flooded the kitchen with coffee and decided to tell no one. And Money actually discovered it. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, here? We got an email later that day.
Dum Dum
brought me coffee, and I asked for a cup of coffee. She brought it to me. I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. It was a tablespoon of liquid and about a half a cup of pure coffee grounds.
Dum Dum put the grounds on top of the
boiling water.
Yeah. Well, we have to warn you though that there is a curse that comes along with being an intern. Like
really?
Bad things will happen to you.
And by bad things. You mean
even to the good ones?
Yeah, you could be homeless living in your car.
That happened.
What happened to Ashley?
Okay, that happened.
We called Applejack.
Two grandmothers died. That happened.
Yeah, you or your grandma could get malaria. That happened.
Yeah, arranged marriage. That happened.
DUIs happen.
You get insomnia.
You get poked in the eye at Ozfest, and you have to wear an eye patch.
Oh, your boyfriend and/or girlfriend will probably dump you.
Yeah.
Oh, the eye patch.
The eye patch. Oh, and you will get monthly bladder infections that prevent you from coming in to do your.
That seems bad.
You guys forgot that eye patch, who had great boobs. That's why we hired her.
Yeah.
Told us that her.
That's not why we hired her. How dare you?
No, actually, Kevin hired her because her dad is the Michael Jordan of bass fishing.
That's right. Yeah, she told us that. I was like,
Kevin
done.
Said, Kevin's in your face. You're hired.
She was really hyped for her boobs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you'd like to be a part of the glamorous world of showbiz.
And you have good insurance.
And you have good insurance and you can take a joke. Where do they go? Where do they go? The Kevin and Bean site?
Kevin and Bean front page. There's a link that emails us. And yeah.
Send a resume and a cover letter. Don't just send, hey, hire me. I'm cute. Maybe
well,
just let
or
us know
I like
doing.
Radio and
well,
I like your show.
Yeah.
No, don't need that. Yeah. Honestly, you don't need to know our show.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I really am.
So am I.
That's best. Best case scenario. But you got to be a little crazy to do it because it's not it's a thankless job, but at least you get paid nothing.
Yes, you
and,
don't get paid.
And you have to get up really, really early.
And at the beginning of next semester, we will be making fun of you.
Yes.
Yes.
So, good times.
Discover your timbers in the newly remodeled rooms at Treasure Island Las Vegas. Rooms from $89. Visit treasureisland.com.
You need – yeah, that's not trying. Shiver your timbers? You got to read that.
I don't
deliver
trust
it or
you.
Come on.
Deliver
it or don't.
Trust
sell
you.
It.
You
can't just,
if I call attention, then you're all over
we are
it.
9 days away from Talk Like a Pirate Day. I think you could warm up a little
you
bit.
You can't just go shiver me timbers.
A little bit more.
Give it to us.
Come on, deliver it.
I don't have a pirate voice.
Deliver it.
Shiver your timbers.
Good enough. There we go.
Thank you. It was not an effort. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Leader of North Korea had a stroke. Give you an update just after the top of the hour.
Or did he?
Or did
it's
he?
It's not confirmed.
That's true.
Why don't you stop saying things?
It was
don't
a
know.
Question. It was
you don't know.
Posed as a question.
Don't
I don't know anything, Ralph.
Don't
I know
say.
That.
You don't
5
know.
Till 9 time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
If you're looking for something for Kevin for Christmas this year, I suggest you hit eBay this morning. Posted up on there is the perfect gift for the man who obsesses over underwear. Celebrity
think.
Undies.
I don't think.
Oh.
I'm not gonna... just any celebrity undies. Michael Jackson's undies.
Oh, Kevin, how fun for you.
I don't see myself wanting that.
Smells like Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh.
Come on.
These are the underwear in question that were key pieces of evidence in the 2003 molestation case.
It's people with a dirty mind that think like that.
They come prepackaged in an evidence bag that's sealed with police tape.
No way.
You may wonder how such a thing ended up on eBay. Well, a businessman named Henry Vaccaro obtained the undergarment in the singer's bankruptcy case. So he got some property of Michael Jackson's. Now he's trying to make a few bucks off of it by putting it up on eBay. It'll be auctioned off starting this morning, along with some other fun goodies like a handwritten note detailing Michael's reason for wanting an annulment from Lisa Marie Presley.
Awesome.
That would be interesting.
She was an icky girl.
And a partially used tube of skin bleaching cream.
Can't play that, can I? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I got out of delay. Don't worry about it.
Are you retarded?
Well, that's not what I meant to play. That was a different one. I didn't know that was the one.
Well, why don't you take that one off your machine?
I will.
Maybe that should be erased. Sweet.
I didn't know it was that one. I thought it was something else. Let's move on.
Jesus, on a
Ritz. Shiver me timbers.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
George Clooney has a hot new girlfriend. Surprise, surprise.
What?
Wow, I know usually he dates those dogs, but I guess he's got a soft spot in his heart for a smoking hot Argentinian singer who needs some love. Yeah. Her name is Lola Ponce.
Lola Ponce.
Lola Ponce. Which was Kevin's dancing name back when he worked at the White Swallow, by the way. He took her to a charity dinner in Venice, Italy, and Star Magazine has photos of George and Lola together, and that's a good-looking couple right there.
I think they just take numbers. They just, women all over the world, just
to
take a number.
Up.
Yeah, just sign up for him.
Hi, I'm George. Would you like to go to a charity dinner in Venice this weekend? That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bum. Angelina Jolie isn't taking care of herself. Angelina, what have I told you?
You've not told her anything.
Oh, that's right. Star Magazine, once again, has photos of Angelina, and apparently the story that goes with them says that she's twice torn her C-section stitches.
Oh, that sounds awful.
While trying to play with and keep up with Zahara and Shiloh, her older kids, and apparently she's got some problems down in that region. Brad has sent his mom and dad, Bill and Jane Pitt, to pitch in. In France there where they're raising the kids, so hopefully she'll be able to
take it
easy and heal up. Yeah. Oh, hi, how are you?
That's Lola Ponce.
That's Lola Ponce right there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good for you, George. From behind, she's lovely. Are there any photos of her from the front, Mike?
I'll check.
All right, you take a look at that and see what you come up with. Jessica Simpson has cursed her boyfriend Tony Romo's Dallas Cowboys yesterday on Good Morning America when she was performing live a song off of her new CD. She ended the outdoor concert by screaming, "We're going to kick your ass next week," regarding the Dallas Cowboys Philadelphia Eagles Monday Night Football game.
Do you think his stomach drops? He just goes, "Oh,
would you please don't be on my side?
Stop talking.
We're going to kick your butts," by the way, as if she's the equipment manager.
She's the equipment manager.
She's washing jocks in the locker room.
Oh.
Speaking of Jessica's relationship with Tony, according to Star Magazine, Jessica calls Tony her FBD in front of all of her friends.
FBD.
Standing for Future Baby's Daddy.
Wow.
She's bad on every level, right?
She needs to stop.
Yeah.
But it's good because it's Tony Romo.
True.
Which works out well for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Jeez, you got Brady gone down with a knee. You got Tony Romo dating Jessica Simpson. It's just getting better and better for the rest of the league. Do you hear those guys just falling all over themselves when Brady went down, saying how the NFL has been detrimentally affected because Tom Brady's not playing this
season? No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. They just could not hang off of his jock more so. It's like, look, he's a great player, I mean, you're wrong, but the whole league is not going to suffer if Brady misses a season.
Yeah, that's true.
Happens. People get injured. That's the way football works. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Colin Firth, very talented British actor, is 48 years old today. Did you ever see a movie called Love Actually with Hugh Grant and Colin Firth?
I think so.
Boy, is that a good film. Guy Ritchie, movie director, also married to Madonna. He is 40 years old today. Ryan Phillippe, speaking of the Eagles, he's a Philly boy. He's a fan. He's 34. Mikey Way from My Chemical Romance, he's their bassist. He's 28 years old today. Sanjaya, remember Sanjaya from American Idol?
The chick?
Yes.
The chick from American Idol?
Yeah.
Sanjaya celebrates his 19th birthday today. Happy birthday to Sanjaya. And Joe Perry of Aerosmith is 58 years old today. You know, it's funny. I wonder what it would sound like if Kevin was at the Grammys and he had to announce Joe Perry's name.
It would sound good.
I wonder how it would come out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, Joe Perry, and Robert Rudolph.
Randolph?
Yes, sure enough it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Steven Tyler, John Perry, and Robert Randolph.
Joe Perry.
What did I say, John?
Shit!
Joe Perry of Aerosmith turns 58 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew. If you get on the air, you get a pair of tickets to Not Soak City. Let's begin with a young man named Sam who is calling us from Burbank. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, it's the Armenian comedian.
Anyway.
What?
What?
Bean.
He's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
Oh, I thought he was going to make his own radio station back where he lives.
Right. Sure. I don't know what that means. he's on vacation.
Well, the reason I'm calling is because back home when I was 13 years old, I was watching the parades. And, you know, the, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where I was born.
Uh-huh.
And there was a holiday called Cross Day. You know, and then they had a parade, and they all of a sudden they they had to cancel the whole parade because of the assassination of John F. Kennedy.
Sam, are you talking about a parade in 1963 in Ethiopia?
Yeah, the same day John F. Kennedy got assassinated.
Right.
And it was canceled, the whole thing, everybody crying at home. And I had a psychic feeling that something's going to go wrong. It was.
So you knew ahead of time that that was going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to see the parade, but I can't see the parade. It's getting late. What's up? And the whole people are yelling, like Ethiopian parade type, and it got canceled.
Sam, you had a feeling that was going to happen before the president was assassinated.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
Yeah, how about making a phone call then? How about dropping a note in the mail, maybe? Let him know. Give him a heads up.
Sam, what made you think about that today?
Because of the Korean. I work in
the North Korean
beauty salon. Korean parade got canceled. You know, it was the
Kim Jong Il didn't show up there to the parade.
He wasn't canceled. He just didn't show up.
No, he wasn't canceled.
He was
but
canceled.
My parade, Lord, I'm talking about. Now I'm predicting also, but Obama is going.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Watch it.
I don't really want the Secret Service coming to us, so if you don't mind,
Good move.
Let's go
to.
Talking
about something happened when he was 13, by the way. I just want to remind you.
I know.
That's the guy you wanted to save for the end, for the big finish. I just want to put that in some perspective.
Look, I love him. You know that.
I know, but I'm just telling you.
Clayton,
you're wrong.
In Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Boo-boo.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about Tom Brady's injury. Mm-hmm. It actually might be a better thing for the NFL overall after all said and done.
Sure, I absolutely agree. I was saying some broadcasters were on the air when it happened, saying this is pretty much ruining the season because without Tom Brady and the Patriots dominating the NFL, it's all is lost.
Well, for one thing, it could be validation for Bill Belichick to prove that he actually is a good coach after all the Spygate stuff that went on.
It's true.
Yeah,
the rest of that team's going to have to step up. That's for sure.
I think it'll make it much more interesting.
I think there'll be more parity in the league, especially in the AFC. It'll be a much more interesting season.
I like seeing a guy who hasn't started a football game since he was in high school now behind the center for the Patriots.
It's another great story.
That's awesome.
Another great QB story this year. There's a lot of them.
Let's go to Flood, who's calling from Sacramento. Hey, Flood.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Flood.
What it do? So I'm watching TV yesterday, right? And I see this ad, this rather attractive woman in white pants rolling around seductively.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, cool, I'm thinking of the story, right?
Right.
The ad's for a fiber additive to water.
Oh, no.
Sure, well.
She just made it ugly.
No.
She's got to stay clean as a whistle.
But no, that's
not.
Yeah,
you need fiber. Yeah. You got to get all.
I know
you
do, but that's let's not mix those.
You got to get that colon blow.
Ugly turn on the whole thing.
Yeah.
No.
She's kind of stopped up.
One second you're turned on, the next second, no.
It's not ugly. It's a good thing. This way she's clean as a whistle when the pants come off.
I was turned on. It felt so dirty in a bad way.
Yeah, you were right.
No, it's good. She's all flushed out. She's good to go. Nothing but room in there now.
I'm not, but she is.
Okay, All right. Thanks for the call.
You're missing the point.
Let's go to Ryan in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Ryan.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
Hey, I'm kind of concerned with this Ramadan thing and Miss Cleo's rack. She's fasting so much, she might lose a bunch of weight, or rack might just disappear.
I don't know, she could lose a pound or two, and you'd never know the difference.
You've never seen her rack, obviously. It's just, there's no danger that happening.
But I mean, a month?
Yeah,
a month.
She could nourish Egypt for a month.
I'd be disappearing.
No, she's good. She'll be fine.
She can lose plenty and have plenty, is what we're saying.
Right on.
Thank you for your call,
though.
Thanks
for your concern.
Right, that you're concerned about that. Let's go to Susie in Long Beach. Good morning, Susie.
What it do, nephew?
What it do,
Susie
Q?
Hi.
Hi, Ralph. I have a film review for you of Hayden Panettiere's new movie.
Yes.
I Love You, Beth Cooper.
Yes. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I saw it about a month ago.
A month.
And how was it?
It was pretty funny, actually, but I thought you'd be interested in a scene where they're, like, filming her, and she's sitting at a table, and it's showing her panties, and in the front of her panties, it says hello.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Really? It says hello, does it?
And there's also a locker room scene, but it just shows, like, a back view of her. You can't see anything, but...
Yes.
Oh, I bet I can see plenty.
It was actually a pretty funny movie, but...
That's good news.
Yeah.
And I like that Susie thought to call us and tell us that. That's
especially
strong.
With the...
Oh, yeah, I thought about Ralph.
Yeah, you're the
best. I appreciate that. I love that panty message.
Thank you for calling.
I just said hello in my panties.
Oh, man. Great, man. Let's go to Joe in Riverside. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. What it do, nephew?
What it do,
Lisa May?
Hi, Joe.
Hey, I was laughing last week when you guys saran wrapped beer mug because the morning of, I woke up with a hangover and a bald head.
Yes, your friend shaved your head?
Yeah, at the bar. Apparently, I blacked out at the bar, and they shaved my head and carried me to the car.
They did the right thing, dude.
No.
I have some good friends in this world.
Yeah. Do you look good, mean, or stupid with a bald head?
Actually, people are telling me I look mean with a bald head because I got big earrings and, you know, they say I look mean now.
Good. You can carry it off. That's helpful.
When I shave my head, I just look stupid, like a doofus. And I just, oh, dear God.
Your head's so huge.
Some people shouldn't have a shaved head.
Giant melon.
Yeah, that's not good.
Who needs that?
Let's go to Leo in Los Angeles. Good morning, Leo.
Hey, morning.
What'd it do?
Hey, big boom.
Hi, Leo.
What's going on, Leo?
What it do?
Hey, we were on the news, watching the news yesterday, and we're watching and see how they came up with those new Palin dolls.
They have Sarah Palin dolls now?
That's it. One looks like a sexy secretary. Another one looks like a sexy teacher.
Yeah, they kind of like, you know, the whole idea of the librarian with the glasses that takes her hair down at night.
Right.
They're like sexy Sarah
Palin.
They're
kind of like Barbies?
Sort of, yeah. But
yeah,
sexy dressed.
One.
Yeah.
What's
up with that?
Hey, what's up with that?
Yeah, my buddy here says Barbie ain't got nothing on her.
Yeah, that's true.
There's that same company, they're making another one where she has like a trench coat, and as when you open it, she's in lingerie with a fully automatic weapon.
Oh, sure, nice.
Awesome. And a Bible in the other hand.
I'm serious. It's awesome.
And a promise ring.
I got a promise ring.
Wow, that's quite a new feature, isn't it?
She has given the election a new wrinkle, hasn't she?
Have they ever had political action figures like that?
They put them out almost every year.
Oh, they do.
When they come down to
the
election. Every election year, they put out action figures of the candidates. But usually it's just the mains, the presidents.
Right.
The president. But candidates.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No.
So that's why they're doing it this way. Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to everybody who was on the show. Thank you to Rob Dyrdek. That's his name.
Yes. You got it right.
Don't forget it. He's in Righteous Kill. He's not in it with Robert De Niro. And he's
worked less with Al Pacino than I have.
He's not actually in a scene with Al Pacino. But he is in the movie that they're both in, Righteous Kill, which comes out on Friday. That does happen. Jerry O'Connell, thank you for coming in. Do Not Disturb, Wednesday nights, tonight at 9:30 on Fox. He's fantastic. Love him. Love it when he made fun of Tom Cruise. He's our hero. We already told him that. So tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. Joel McHale will be in the studio talking about The Soup. Amy Winehouse, I don't know if you heard Ralph's story about her concert writer. But how many bottles of whiskey was
48 it? 48 bottles of Jack Daniels she requires to be backstage waiting for her.
48 bottles, just for her to show
her
up.
Her and her band?
Nope.
Oh, no. Wait, there's no band.
It's just her.
Just her.
48 bottles.
I don't... You know, it's in case 10 or 15 of them break.
That's like 2 days for you, right? I mean, three, maybe. You were caught having sex at work, And
no,
we're all
wasn't. Why are you saying that? About
I'm saying if people were caught having sex at work tomorrow,
we would talk to them tomorrow.
And also, we're all going to die because the French have unleashed a giant black hole that's going to eat us all up.
Damn frogs! So I knew it would be them. I knew it would be them. When it came to the end of the world, I knew somehow they'd be responsible.
Somehow they would cause it.
Yep. Well, the hole got to be black.
And the 100 Days of Metallica continues. You can win tickets and qualify to win the band's gear, the drum kit, the bass, the two guitars, and James's mic.
How much is that worth, that gear?
$5 million.
Wow!
Yes. It's really crazy.
Valuable.
Kat Corbett is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She's got the Foo Fighters. She's got Rise Against. She's got Weezer. She's got the brand new Beck called Gamma Ray. It's all coming up next as part of 40 minutes nonstop.